I'm a
All right, so we back for episode 2 of the Jukebox Guys podcast. We are here, what's today? June 27th.
Oh, it's,
yeah, yes. I got that right. Didn't know I can keep up with the dates. But yeah, we're back. got a good show for y'all today, good conversation. Between four longtime friends. it's protect the innocent. I'll let everybody say their own kind of like intro or their name, but
yes.
but yeah, man, this is again just our take on a couple issues or hot spots going on in the news in the world today. We're not saying we know everything. We're not saying that what we say is right. We're just having a conversation and we caught it on tape and you get to hear it. So, yeah. So I'm Ian. I'm me, and yeah, that's who I am. So,
yeah. Descriptive.
Yeah. So we can continue to go around the circle. Everybody want to just kind of like say what up though, or introduce yourself.
I'll jump in. I'm Chris Young, also from Detroit. You know, as you said, we all went to Cass Technical High School, you know, half of Vivid Screams. If you haven't checked it out, go look us up on iTunes, Apple Music, as well as Spotify, Vivid Screams, Second Life. Yeah, that's me, Young Chris.
I'll go by that man with that name. Sweet baby, aka OMP, aka On Point, aka Sweet Feet, aka the Taken King. the other half of Vivid Screams, you know what I'm saying? UVE, ENT, you know what I'm saying? Good Life Productions, you know, 1.313, everything, Instagram, fucking everything, man, other than Snapchat, Crown Me King 313.
And I guess I'll be going by Mr. Question Mark Man today. And so, well, who knows what it'll be next week, but I'm here and I'm ready.
I'll refer to you as Q.
Right. So I'm going to say you can find this other Question Mark Man on the west side in the, just give me your address and location.
Sterling Heights, Dakota.
You know what I'm saying? Right, all over.
All right, so today we just want to start just kind of like recapping something that happened to you in the week or just anything you found interesting or, yeah, just how your week was. So I can go ahead and start. I am now unemployed. And yeah, COVID finally got to us down here and shut the business down. And it's sucky feeling, but my Laura's auntie's best friend's husband is the director at this hospital, and he offered me a manager job, so I'm gonna talk to him about that. But I have a question for y'all related to that. I'll ask that question later. Hopefully I remember.
Don't tease me. I like it.
But shit, let me just ask y'all right now. There's no order to this shit, man. So this is the situation. I'm unemployed. My unemployment with the COVID benefit will be, if not the same, it's actually a little more than what I was making.
Definitely.
So that's what I would be doing like unemployment. But
round it out.
It stops in the COVID benefit stops at the end of July. So I will be making like half after July. So from now until the end of July, I will be making my same, pretty much my same salary, actually a little bit more. Or I can take this job at this hospital as manager in this department where I would make way less, but it's a guaranteed job, so I would be continuing to work. So, and also there's also this talk about extending that benefit for unemployment. I know that it's never smart to wait on the American government for anything, but you know, that's my conundrum right now. So I'm gonna talk to him Monday.
So, I mean, how soon? Okay, he's gonna talk to him Monday. I was gonna ask, how soon you start? I mean, I know it's a whole
process.
That's
another thing. They're looking to start not the week of the the week after the 4th. So not next week, but the following week I will start.
Gotcha.
So
I mean, it's best to have a gig at the end of the day, especially in times like this, because you never know.
True.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll just hope you file for that shit the day of and then get at least two or three checks off the moment. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what I would say. Get what possible in the meantime. Maybe if it's possible to hold off that job for an extra week to get an extra check. That's, I mean, not, I wouldn't push it up to the point where you lose it, but I mean, you never know. I mean, it's a lot of things opened up surprisingly just because remote positions and things like that. So a lot of your older people that can't really do the work from home stuff are like, those jobs are finally opening up. So it's, I don't, like you said, if you got a job, I would definitely grab onto it. But that money, man, it's all money to be able to do whatever you want to do. Well, not whatever you want to do, but, you know, take care of
that call. I said yes, but it wasn't like, yes. It was like, all right, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, what's in play? See, so when we came back, because I was making, I get paid weekly, but then I still get my commission boy in the beginning of the month. So I was with the unemployment, it was coming every 2 weeks, but it was just so much more, at least the weekly checks was more, you know what I'm saying? Like, it won't fuck with my commission boy, but like every 2 weeks, nigga, you know what I'm saying? Nigga, it was better than four, nigga, you know what I'm saying? For sure.
How easy it is to come across, because I filed for like that unemployment for like, you know, 1099 contractors March 1st, and I'm still jumping through hoops, and it's like the end of June, right? So like,
no, it took me a minute to get my shit going. That's because that was when it first started. So they had nobody in the office. Like, it was just hanging up on you. Like, hey, yeah, go online, click. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, what you mean, bro? Like,
yeah, I tried all the.
I couldn't even everything, bro. Like, you can talk to not one human, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Y'all need to hear it, man.
So, but like, when I came back, though, luckily with my gig, though, like, they understood that more than like, I mean, it's sales. And again, if people not out, it's going to be slow, bro. You know what I'm saying? So, one, they hit us with a furlough for our time off. They gave us bread for, you know what I'm saying, pretty much like letting us go for like 2 months or whatever and shit. Nice little furlough, and then they put us on a guarantee. So regardless, we work abbreviated hours now, but we still get paid 40 hours a week, regardless. And they got us like on a guarantee for the commission. So like, if you don't hit that shit for whatever reason, you still get a certain amount. It's not like you're not getting nothing on that boy. You know what I'm saying? Now, for how long they gonna do that shit? That's the question. You know what I'm saying? I'm 1 month in, and I'm worried, man. You know what I'm saying? So. I mean, hey man, like I said, plus my shit was only, they only approved it for like 13 weeks. So I may have had maybe like a couple more checks, but I'd already told them I wouldn't be back and shit. So yeah, that shit was hard. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I did take an extra boy, though. I mean, I ain't gonna hold you up. Because it was slow as hell, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like, shit, no, technically, I'm not working. Yeah, I'm getting paid, nigga. So, shit. I did take an extra boy from him, nigga, just as a kudos. Thank you, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Catch me if you can, nigga.
Wait, is that really timing?
Huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you see that? Yeah. Oh. Look at this. When I leave,
he like, see him. He's fading in and out. He got ghost time.
Man, I thought that was like some awesome artwork. I was like, man, you.
You said, oh, I didn't know.
I thought everybody had it on where, you know, only the speaker show. So I was just showing him real quick. Oh. But I didn't think it, but yeah, obviously you saw. So. Yeah. Fooling around here.
Oh man. Well, yeah, man. Appreciate that. Yeah, I'll talk to him on Monday and get into particulars, and then
you gotta know the details, man. Cause that's where the devil is. You know what I'm saying?
Say that's what?
That's where the devil is. You gotta know the details, baby.
Yeah. That's what.
You fucked up. Now you working, shaking Corona people hands, and we gonna have you a greeter at the door. You know what I'm saying? Like, you managing the greets. You know, like, nah, bro. Your job is to show him there's nothing to be scared about. So you can't wear no mask, no gloves, nigga. You know what I'm saying? You got an important gig to America, bro. You know what I'm saying? That's important.
That's life, man. That is life. That sounds like a comic book, but that is life. That is what we're living right now, man.
Hey, man. Everything I see is in color, so it all looks like a comic book to me. You understand? Yeah. What's the next topic, man?
How was y'all week? what cool, fun things did y'all do this week?
Yeah, for the most part, my days are pretty much, I don't know, like, the base and the structure is pretty much the same or whatever, as far as like waking up pretty early, starting doing my work, you know, working in the garden, doing a little cleaning or work, whatever it may be.
What time you be getting up, bro?
Man, honestly, most days I wake up around somewhere between 4 and 5 a.m. And
that's a grown man
schedule, dog. Man, to be honest, man, I watch your stories almost every morning, dog.
I told him, like, that shit is, I love that nigga shit, every bro. Morning. Yeah,
making the coffee, taking the dog outside, dog. Yeah, I watch bro. That shit, like, almost making every food, fucking
nigga.
Morning.
I be feeling like I'll be there, nigga. I'm like, oh, I
exactly, man. It's no commentary. It's not extra. It's just
nothing, bro. It's just short, and it's like ADD shit, bro. It's like short requests. You know what I'm saying? Brilliant.
So I appreciate it, man. But so like other than that, I just kind of like put in work in between, but I just got to keep that calendar schedule so I can like have some consistency. That's just as a person, what I need is like structure, you know what I'm saying? So but otherwise, things been pretty straight, man. Just had the birthday and about to just kind of like kick back pretty much today and tonight or whatever after I finish writing this offer. And that's pretty much it for me. So things are good. I ain't really got no complaints. I'm just trying to get my life together.
We still on for tomorrow.
Yes. Happy belated birthday, by the way.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. We sure are, brother.
You feeling old, man? You feeling young? You know what I'm saying? There's only two ways to feel.
I'm feeling alive, baby.
Good. You say they could have gone one or two ways, but I never expected that, baby. Never expected.
Created his own lane. We're going this way.
What I do.
Basically, he said yes.
No, exactly. I feel old. Exactly. I'm alive, man. Yep. Shit, man, nothing really going on in the deep, man. Like, stuff popping. Like, me and Bree hit a little bar downtown, Elephant Row, real quick. It wasn't really packed or nothing. If it was, we probably wouldn't have went in there, boy. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, it's a lot of people downtown.
Okay.
A lot of people downtown. It was real nice. It's real nice.
I get you. Cool, man. Well, let's go into it, man. Let's start with this again. So, for people listening, we have a written down agenda, but it's in no way necessarily chronological, so we don't have to go down like subjects, but you would know that because you can't see what we see when it comes to this stuff. So that's extra.
You never could.
But yeah, man, let's start on some cool talk with this versus that they got coming up. I don't know if y'all heard of it, but Timberland Swiss Beats on Instagram, they created this series where you have two musicians. It's a very nice, soft battle with their top 20 hits, and people join in. They do it on their Instagram Live. People join in and they watch and they comment. And when it first started, it was supposed to be a winner, but as it became like real nice and was like, this is no battle. And I understand it, you know, legends battling legends. It's like, they're both going to be humble. So now it's just like two legends just playing 20 of their hits each. And most of it is their internet's messing up, or because they're baby boomers, they don't know how to work a phone, or
exactly jamming in the back line.
But it's entertaining to watch. So this Monday,
they can't hear nothing, dog. The dog is an attention whore. I'm sorry.
This Monday, they got Fab versus Jadakiss, which I'm counting as the first actual rap battle, because they had Luda, and Nelly. And no offense to them, they are definitely in the genre of rap.
I mean, no, that's a good pairing of the two, yeah. though. It's not like they, you know what I'm saying?
But they're not lyrically near.
I mean, they're very important to hip hop, but yeah, not big lyricists. You know what I'm saying?
So, to me, this is the first. This is going to be the first rap battle, and I'm excited about it. But I just wanted to get y'all's take on it. Again, it's supposed to be a winner. They're playing.
It's supposed to be. It should be.
They're playing their top 20 hits versus each other. So if we want to kind of like start the conversation there, keep thinking through just your knowledge of each of those artists and just the hits that you can remember, if you can't remember all of 20, who would you say who would you say wins in a battle like that?
I mean, at the end of the day, Kiss, great lyricist, bro. That's where it stops. You know what I'm saying? Fab is going to kill him, dog. You know what I'm saying? Because Fab is a great lyricist. And he also has songs people have heard before. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Especially females.
Fab got the hits.
You know what I'm saying? Especially dudes. Fab got hits. I remember one day my dad was like, man, I love this song. I'm like, nigga, what? You know what I'm saying? Like one random Fab song that was on the radio. Dog. He's like, I never thought I'd hear that shit. But like, no, yeah. I mean, as much as you like to debate about it, it's really no debate. in this particular case, I think with the Scott Storch and Manny Fresh, that's where it kind of got tense with people because one was playing like, I mean, with them it's a little different because sometimes you may have collabs on beats, but like your name's on it or like certain things like that. So I think Scott Storch was playing certain things that he had collabed on with other people, and Manny didn't know that that was the case, and it was he didn't play some songs, but I don't know. But answer your question, Fab.
You say Fab?
Fab, man.
Yeah,
I'm going to go Fab. I don't know where I would be right now. The Fab was a base for my build. You know, my 2K player, bro. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
I don't know. I guess it depends on who the audience is. I mean, I want to say, in my heart, I want to say.
You know who the audience going to be. This is happening live, online, bro. There ain't going to be no thug niggas like 40-year-old thug niggas like Kiss.
There you go. I guess you're right. So I know it's going to be Fab for sure, but like, I don't know. Kiss definitely going to give him a run for his money. I mean, when we talk about bars.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Kiss. Yeah, we're talking about bars. Yeah, for sure. Bars, for sure. For sure. But I mean, just talking just overall, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And also, you said it depends on the songs they play too, but I mean, we listen to bars, dog. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just musically inclined to just know what's good.
Would y'all say that as far as like legendary, or I guess maybe seniority, Jadakiss has got that, right? He has seniority when it comes to, because he started like in the
Locks has seniority, not Jadakiss. The Locks has seniority, bro. Yeah. He shares that, bro. It's not just Jadakiss, dog. His style.
And you know,
the best out of all three, bro. You know
Jada's gonna be playing Locke's songs too.
That's too. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, you playing songs, you got one verse on, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, where your shit at, bro? Where your, you know what I'm saying? All you got is Y and Knock Yourself Out.
But some of the
some
of the R&B people, like the R&B battles, they were playing, you know, they were only on the chorus.
Mm-hmm. That's where that shit comes in. That's why that's what you were saying, like it should be a winner, but it don't look like that's where it's starting to trend. You know what I'm saying? Because it's so many things, so many guidelines you have to lay down. I mean, just from genre to genre, you know what I'm saying? Like just different things, but it shouldn't be a winner. I don't see why we going head to head if we both, you know, somebody got to fall out, dog. You know what I'm saying? Like, somebody got to lose, bro.
Yeah, I mean, it's
participation in generation, dog.
But even past that, I'm just thinking of just like, yeah, song for song, bar for bar, and to me, I say Fab too, just to put it out there, but to me, it's like, the whole Steph Curry effect to the game. I feel like Fab had that effect on the game because when he came out, I mean, he was his I mean, before him, I think Big L had like back-to-back bars like that. Redman had back-to-back bars like that. It was a couple of the MCs that had back-to-back bars like that. Fab came out.
It was. I mean,
it was.
But they were all local big names too. Like they didn't really spread. Like you know what I'm saying. Like people know Red. True hip hop people know Redman. Big L, you got a select few. You know what I'm saying. Who heard anything from that nigga? The only like I said, only people that know. No,
that's true.
Fab was able to, and he set trends, bro, in fashion too with a lot of shit. You know what I'm saying? Like put academics on, bro, jerseys or just caught on that jersey wave. He started that shit too, or was caught on to it first, whatever the case may be. You know what I'm saying? The bandanas and a lot of things he made.
That's another question in this battle between these two, you know, Freddie versus Jason. But who started the paper towel bandana trend? They both
I think that was Kiss. I think that was Kiss, bro. The first time I seen it was Kiss. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, I ain't saying I see everything. But you know what I'm saying? If you asking me, I would say it was Kiss. He picked the tops. That was a genius, bro. As soon as I saw it, I went and tried it. Now, like, it was that mind blowing. Like, oh my God. You know, ran and of course you ripped the first time. You ripped it like five. Like, all right, be gentle. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was brilliant, bro. That was the cheapest swag you can get, bro. It was crazy, bro. It was brilliant, bro.
Yeah, it was, man. So you say Fab. Okay.
Now, the question is, who would be the best battle? You know what I'm saying? Like, what's your dream? What's everyone's dream battle or dream matchup in said hip-hop or R&B?
Man, that's a good question.
You know what I'm saying? And they gotta be alive, obviously. You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry.
That makes it harder.
We can always, you know what I'm saying, debate. You know, that can be an endless conversation. I want
exactly.
Two living, breathing people.
I'm gonna already put it out there. I am, when it comes to rap, I'm Joe Budden. I am the old man on the porch yelling at the kids. I don't know anything now. So if we can't do nobody that's passed, then I don't got much.
You can still, people you listen to are still alive. Now they might not be popping or nothing like that, like they was Cash Tech days or shit. You know what I'm saying? But like, who's still living? You know what I'm saying? Would you like to see go head to head?
I mean, definitely, I'm gonna put DMX on there, but I don't know who I want to see him battle.
Does DMX have a computer?
Hey man, watch your mouth. Watch your motherfucking mouth. Exactly. How dare you, bro?
He's going to be the first nigga to do his battle from the library.
X got a computer, nigga. You understand me? He good in the hood, bro. You know what I'm saying? All you need to do is find me if you don't. You know what I'm saying? I got him, bro.
Like a homeless person.
Right. He's going to be in the library. He's going to get a problem.
Watch your mouth, dog. You know what I'm saying?
You're going to be in an office.
Disrespecting a rap god, dog. You know what I'm saying?
X is the man. Hungrier than a homeless person, bro. Come on.
You said, huh?
Who's hungrier than a homeless person?
Yeah. Bite your neck, nigga. Exactly. You talking about him, right? He said, I got your computer, nigga. Coming for you, Chris. But man, that's not even fair, man. Because whoever X go up, he's smashing, bro. That's, you know what I'm saying. I want to
catalog wise, energy wise, lyric wise, huh? He's smashing Jay.
They already did that back in the day. That's old news, baby.
That's old news, dog.
I thought you talking about catalog.
I mean, at the end of the day, it's his story, right? So who tell the story is the nigga with the numbers. You know what I'm saying? That's the universal language numbers. Now, Jay-Z, most selling rapper, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Most worldly appealing rapper. That's all that means. You know what I mean? He the best. I just mean that nigga got the best formula, nigga, for the system, nigga. You know what I'm saying? X. Sorry, dog. If X, I want to hear X version of OJ, nigga. You know what I'm saying, nigga? With the 4-4 song, nigga. The story of OJ, nigga. Oh my God, that should be so hard. Look at Chris, dog. He know it. OJ. Oh man, Oh, he just needs good people. Anyway,
come on.
What about like? What about Pusha T? Pusha T.
I don't want to see Pusha T.
Pusha T.
Well, I mean, we can go Pusha. I don't like to see Pusha T and Drake. Fuck it. Let's just get a world what they want, dog. You know what I'm saying? Pusha T and Drake, bro. Let's go bar for bar.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Let's go bar for bar. And let's start with Story of Edion or whatever his son's name is. You know what I'm saying?
Eddie Don,
whatever. Question mark. You know what I'm saying? Whatever that nigga name is. Start with that bar for bar, bro. Cause not a lot of people messing with Push bar for bar, bro. And he's super slept on, bro. Super slept on. Pusha T and Nas? Pusha and Nas? I would like to hear that album. I would like to hear that album, bro. Yeah. That'd be a nice collab album. Nas and Push. Could listen to that album with nothing less than 30,000, nigga. You know what I'm saying, bro?
Some of us can't listen.
Can't play it in the whip. It don't even play in the whip. If it ain't worth nothing. You know what I'm saying, like, nigga? That's what I'm talking about. Nas and
Push. Kind of work until you play the CD. That's just don't play it.
Man, nah. You just gotta listen to it through your headphones, dog. That's it.
That's how you know we talking about CDs, bro.
Let me ask y'all this question, and it's a two-part question. Mm-hmm. First part: Who is your all-time favorite rapper? One, not one through five. Mm-hmm. Who's at the one spot?
X, maybe. X ain't dropped the album in so long. I can still listen to all his albums like it was yesterday. Like X albums are like The Office to me, nigga. You don't stop, bro. You don't stop.
Okay. Are you cute?
That's a loaded one, honestly.
He said, right, you feel cornered? You feel trapped and shit? He said, nah. It's a loaded question. I'm staying away from
it. It is, man, because I work through like different modes and genres or whatever, so I have like favorites depending on, I guess, like how I feel and who I want to listen to. But I guess if I got to put
who fulfill all them holes for you though? Who hit all them holes? Like,
put hands down on anybody, you just got to go with pop. You know what I'm saying? So for me personally, like if I had to go without, I wouldn't want it to be pop. You know, so I'm gonna have to just
pop would be like my 1B. But the crazy thing it was for me, I realized like a couple months ago, if not like a year or so ago, for the longest I had Apple Music, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like I would just add songs that I listened to or certain new things that I heard. And one day it hit me, as long as I had it, I had no pop. Oh my shit, bro. No pop, no Biggie, bro, for some reason. It was almost like if I couldn't see them, they were. It was weird. Then I had to, of course, go get all my pop things. I mean, he got mad shit I fuck with. I love him, bro. Hard shit.
Yeah.
We've been listening to it for so long, sometimes it just gets old. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I don't have that feeling with X, though. You know? X is everything on my shit, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you're right. You got so much energy. You can't really, you feel it every time you listen to it. He's a sad man.
Now, ride with me on this, man. Do like, as fucked up as X is, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, all this shit. I don't know if that's a good argument. It's not really an argument, but a topic. It kind of would, he's still. Do y'all hold anything against Biggie and Pop for the way this shit ended? Like, as wise as they were, you know what I'm saying? Not seeing what was happening or what certain powers that be were trying to do.
But you gotta remember, they were only 25.
They were young, that's what I'm saying. They were young, bro. For sure.
I would never
beating to again know. Though. But I would expect that from you know what I'm saying? Like, at least Pop. Like just the angle that he was on, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, you know, like I said, you 25, you got the world, maybe like a mile, whole nother, you know what I'm saying, wavelength, bro.
I mean, like, it was bound to happen that way. You had too much. Yeah, it was way too personal. It was way too much, like, actually going
too
on.
Too much pride. Yeah, there was a lot of pride going on, too.
It was pride. It was ego. You couldn't figure anything out. Everybody was whispering. Everybody was
talking. And your life on the line, so you need to make quick split. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're trying to kill you, it ain't like, you all right, let me think about it. Like,
yeah,
no, over here, bro.
Like,
let's go get this nigga.
Yeah. All right. Yes, I mean, dude got shot. Pop got shot the first time, and then people whispering in his ear.
Who to trust, nigga? You know what I'm saying? Right. You think you doing shit for the people, and the people trying to kill you, nigga. You don't trust nobody.
Yeah, that's wild.
Yeah, I mean, I think not only were they young, but like just the communication that we have now as far as like having social media and Zoom, et cetera, like the level of communication just kind of changes the game for being able to kind of like resolve things. Like just like we were having miscommunication or whatever we were doing with trying to like figure this out and confirm it and blah, 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 or whatever. And that was with all the technology.
Yeah, imagine you got shot, right? You really don't even know the nigga like that too, and shit, like, no.
And you got people in your ear about it and blah, blah, blah. I think that for two people who had probably come from nothing and were kind of caught up in it, and it was personal, and then, you know, I don't know, you like fucking your girl, or maybe fucking your girl or not, like, you, whatever it may be, like, yeah, it's a murderous rage at some point, you know, like, I can't hear or see anything except him.
No, for sure.
Pull my back.
Because you had to get the beer out of the refrigerator.
Right, the fake fridge, yep. When acting goes wrong.
Man, you just told on yourself. You see all the fake friends. Like, yeah. I'm a horrible actor. He said, like, bro, you fired for sure.
Hey, well, I wanted to bring it up when we were talking about X, but we went into the...
Who's your favorite rapper? Yeah, you gotta ask the question and not answer it, man.
So if I had to say, I mean, of all time, who I can always listen to, like, no matter what, I gotta say Royce, man. Royce would be my favorite rapper, in my opinion. The
Royce
best.
Has stopped. Royce has gotten better with time, bro. Like, it's crazy what that motherfucker doing, bro.
I always think about, like, his mindset now. If he had this mindset, but with the lyrical ability he had, like in the early 2000s, like mid 2000s, about 2010, 2008 to 2010, that area, his lyrical ability was just like unmatched. But if he would have been able to combine the two, it would have been like, whoa, this guy is something else. But yeah, he definitely is my favorite.
Now, Royce is hands down one of my favorite rappers. It's funny because I think about that quite often, especially in street hop. Oh my God, this shit.
Yeah, man.
Like, it's so creative and different. And like, I just wish that people would have come across him before they came across Eminem, because I feel like he just can't get past that. You know what I mean? Like, he is better than Eminem. And you can tell Eminem got a lot of his style from him. It's not possible, bro. But it's just seen backwards, you know?
No, yeah, yeah. It's not too many people up on that. Or maybe it's just I haven't heard it a lot, but I agree with that 100%. He is better than Eminem. And I feel like Eminem was just, you know, just the star of the group, and he had some co-lyricists around him that he probably was able to vibe off of and kind of like take from. But I mean, yeah, you go back to Bad Meets Evil on what was that, Slim Shady LP? He killed him on that verse.
He killed him on that, bro. He killed him on that. I always felt like that song should have been pushed a little further in the album, too. You know what I'm saying? But that shit was hard, bro. Royce killed him on that, for sure.
Yeah. Well, actually, that's funny that happened, because that's a good transition to where I was going with the DMX question, which was... he probably is top 5 out of New York. Who do y'all think?
Grand Champ. No, he's first Grand Champ, bro. You know what I'm saying? First 5 albums dropped, you know what I'm saying? Number 1 on the Billboard. Hey, he was the first to have, what, the 2 boys in 1 year to go, like, platinum or gold or some shit, maybe, whatever. Yeah. Like, X-Men.
But yeah, but I was going to ask, who do y'all think is the best rapper ever out of Detroit?
Race?
All time.
I'm putting it like this. Right now, it's Royce. But it can possibly...
Don't say 42, Doug. Please don't say that.
Who? No.
Whatever his
Sada,
name is. Bro. He's new dude.
Sada, baby.
I'm the old man on
Sada
the
Sada, baby, is the hottest thing in America right now. Nigga, America just don't know.
He's really hot right now.
No. Sada, I said Royce is the coldest from the D right now. But what I feel Sada's potential will make niggas won't even be talking about Royce. You know what I'm saying? Like, not lyrically, but like his likability, nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying? Once everybody sees this nigga, all you gotta do is see him once. You gonna like him, bro. You gonna be hooked. Like this nigga just—he's just silly, dog. But he got the style, the different look. Nobody looked like this nigga, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like he got the dress and the beard. He got the Harden and he just got his own look, his own style, his own personality. And he just still be playing it just like a normal real nigga. Be playing video games and shit. He a young nigga, dog. You know what I'm saying? Like
still getting money.
Sada's potential is through the roof, nigga. Through the roof, bro.
I mean, I don't listen to Sada Baby. I need to, clearly.
I'm gonna send you everything you need to know, dude. I got you,
dude.
I don't love all of it, but you know what I'm saying?
That's what I said. I'm gonna save you the time, bro.
I'm gonna send you 6 songs, bro.
I'm gonna send you 6 songs and you're gonna do the rest yourself, man. You know what I'm saying?
I'm always down for the Detroit sound, and we got that down, down, down. That sound, we have that Detroit sound in every song.
Listen, everybody sound like an evil villain, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like everybody got that, like that dark. You know what I'm saying? Just like talking, killing motherfuckers and money. Nigga, like
you gotta grab a beer from the cellar.
And the only thing, and another thing too, I'm excited. The only nigga be on beat. Like for some reason. I feel like a lot of these niggas think like that. I'm too like off shit a little bit is worse or something, nigga. Cause Blade had it a little bit, nigga.
That makes me ask the question because I'm thinking more. I would have said Eminem, Big Sean, but what's the recipe to best rapper? Is it lyrics? Is it just lyrics? Is it just album sold? Is it popularity? Like, what makes the...
I think it's whoever has the most complete package, like the most of all of that stuff together.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, what's in the complete package? Like, what would you say goes into making a complete package?
I mean, I think the story is most important. So, like, you know, being able to identify with that person's story, their narrative, how they live in it, do they like stand behind it? Is their music consistent? Do you find it consistently in their music, right? Or was it just like a niche at the time or whatever? Mm-hmm. I think, obviously, I don't really care about record sales. Like, do I like your music, right? I mean, I guess if we're talking about the best rapper, then
yeah,
always definitely encompass all of that information. But I think I would make that one of the last things I really look at. For me, the musical ear, like your beats, like I gotta like your beats. I can't listen to your music if I don't like your beats, bro. I don't care how good you are. That's just who I am or whatever. So, but overall, so like I say, storyline for sure, beats. I guess we could put record sales on there. I mean, obviously, and then humor is big for me too. If you can kind of like slip one in on some Cameron shit, you know, I go to war with the battered boots or whatever and blah blah blah. Like Cam will come with some of the most creative. He says I go to the zoo with an owl on my wrist or something like that. Now we in Hooters. Hooters. Something like that. Like dude,
eating a piece of pizza.
That Purple Haze 2 was hard, bro. He just dropped that a few months ago. Purple Haze 2, I still listen to Purple Haze 2, bro. Like he got, can, but he just grew up a little bit. But he's still silly, dog, and he still would knock the head off, bro.
Yeah,
like you said, Yeah, man. Like, no, man. Personality. Lyrics is number one. Personality is 1B. You know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta be relatable, dog. Like, whether you hood as fuck or nerd as fuck, you just gotta be some type of lady. Just be a real person. Nigga. You know what I'm saying? And that's why I like Simon, nigga, because this nigga lyrics is like, you'll catch it. Like, he's slick shit, silly shit, you know what I'm saying? Real shit, serious shit. But what I like is, like I said, the videos. Like, just watch any side video, dog. You know what I'm saying? You gonna know the nigga is just super, and it's just a good time, too. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know, man. Like, a lot of people, like I said, what I like about him is I feel most artists was too scared to not be serious, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, because before you had, all they knew was Blade, and, you know, Eminem wasn't like a fun type. He was crazy still, nigga. And he was talking about killing his moms and girlfriend and shit, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, so, like, a certain seriousness that was attached to Detroit, nigga. So, he brought that to you with the whole package, nigga. It's just a beautiful thing, man. It's there, man.
What about you, Chris?
Herc is a number three.
Favorite rapper?
Not like the package.
Wait, I'm sorry. What? I'm missing.
Well, he still got to answer. Chris still got to answer three questions.
I'm not answering favorite rapper. I'm not answering favorite rapper. That's not a question I can answer. I did just go grab something else, so you probably I missed something or not.
Yes. The question is, what we're talking about, the best rapper out of Detroit, and then what's the recipe to be considered the best rapper? Like, what are you putting in that package to make it like, this is what makes this person the best rapper?
Well, yeah, I think you guys covered it. Relatability, for sure. I feel like that's number one, actually. If nobody knows what you're talking about, nobody is listening to you. I think that's what we're trying to do.
I don't know, man.
You got to be good, too.
You have to be lyrics. So lyrics is number one, really. You know, like,
but it's not number one, though, because, like, you know, you got some of the worst lyrical people are some of the biggest people, and then some of the super lyrical people are some of the not known.
No names.
So it's like, right. I don't know. I feel like the formula is it's kind of shifty. As far as best rappers from Detroit, though, me and Mike, and then maybe Eminem.
For sure.
Me and Mike.
No, I'm kidding.
No, that's dead serious. You know what I'm saying? That's it.
No, I mean, I would go with him. That's just my, I would say.
That's the paper.
I said him too. Maybe not for the same reasons, but I said him.
I mean, it's so good reasons. Like, him and Royce are pretty much the same thing, but I think M is more animated, is more fun. I mean, and that's kind of what I look for. So,
cool.
Yeah. Sada's nice, man, but I can't listen to Sada, man. I mean, I don't want to be controversial, man, but just lyrically, it's just not there for me at all.
He's going to hear this, and then you two will have to battle rap.
And see
him. That's what I said. Yeah, exactly. But yeah, he doesn't do it for me at all lyrically. Like, I can't even get into it. I mean, I do like, I can't fuck the party up with my dance moves. Like, I mean, he's silly, man.
Doing the shoulders.
You gotta listen to him, dog. He's like, Thug, bro. You said, like, I'm not into all of it, but like, it's a lot of songs, though, nigga, that he has that is hard, dog. And that nigga be. He be spitting, dog. Nigga, flow is different every time, too. Like I said, you know, like his animations, his actions, the way he moving, that nigga's on that path to be what we, you know what I'm saying, what we asking about right now. I see the momentum possible.
Yeah, he definitely has momentum behind. He's going, if he hasn't blown already.
I'm actually surprised. Yeah. I feel like if him and Vance came out at the same time, he would have got that Motown deal first.
Let me ask y'all this, because I'm considering myself an outsider. I've been gone too long.
Yeah, you're.
I miss it. But
you ain't from here.
No, exactly.
What's the difference between Side Eye Baby and T Grizzly?
The difference?
That is funny and silly, and it has more of like an internet social connected vibe.
What's the difference between the garbage bin and the recycling bin?
Damn.
That sounds like that sounds just like question mark.
I'm gonna get murdered for this problem.
But yeah, like honestly, like from what you all are saying, because again, I don't listen to Sada. I've only heard the hits from T Grizzly. I never heard anything that's not on the radio. But it seems like they both are like just like raunchy Detroit image of this like gangster gutter killer rapper.
Yeah, I mean, it's not, it's really not, it's nothing positive, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Don't get me wrong. Just because I say it's hot don't mean like it's something you should let Young Rich listen to. You know what I'm saying?
The reason I say that is because to me they're the same, but you're saying that you like Sada Baby as far as like one of the best out of Detroit, and you didn't mention T Grizzly. That's what I'm saying. So it's just like
never mentioned T Grizzly.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. He sounds the same to me in every song. T Grizzly sounds the same to me in every song. Like his whole intentions, like he just sounds the same. His monotone, I don't know, man. Like you know what I'm saying? Like the first day out, it was a dope song, man. And he did something that nobody has ever done in Detroit. And that's get on without somebody bigger above you, nigga. Help, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's the first and only person to do that, nigga. So he definitely got that built. But, like, I could be wrong, man. You know what I'm saying? I don't really see it, you know what I'm saying, going too far, man. Like, he probably had some hard-ass shit. You know, he gonna have some hard-ass shit. And the fact that he already young, he already ahead of everybody. But I don't really care for it. Like, I don't really care for it too much. You know what I'm saying? I still listen to it. I still give them the opportunity. But, like, if I had to pick, I'm definitely taking Sada, man. Like, maybe it's just, I don't know, man.
Yeah, I pick Sada over
time. I like to have fun in the struggle, nigga. I don't like to just talk about the struggle all the time, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Fuck
that shit, man.
And that's pretty much what I said, you know, as far as the M and Royce thing. You know, the fun aspect of Sada is the only part I really, really mess with. T Grizzly's not fun, and he's garbage, so it's just like...
You know what I'm saying? Like, said, Royce would give you all of that. The Royce would be silly, then a motherfucker super lyrical.
Yeah, yeah.
He ain't got the story. Crazy story, bro. You know what I'm saying? You learn more now about it than anything. You know what I'm saying? So, like, open honest, make a cold ass song about himself, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, just seeing and doing some rap, just flowing, dog, giving you some real shit, bro. Like, that nigga Royce is doing incredible things, nigga. And he's doing incredible things right now. And he's taking over as like that face of Detroit too. Like, even if the world don't know it, the city know it, the artists know it, like that's the OG, nigga. Like,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
He's taking that OG kind of like role.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like Trick Trick.
Yeah, I was just like Trick Trick said he didn't want to do that shit. He just ended up just fucking a nigga up. Fuck with him, you know what I'm saying? Royce is getting like more like involved, nigga, you know what I'm saying? Well, like Trick Trick, you definitely, you know, who's the only person you would think to come to on some shit like that for sure. Or the name, but you know, Royce is definitely, you know, like you stepping into that money.
Let me shift gears a little bit. Still on this. I guess we can stay on this rap thing if that's what you consider this next artist I'm gonna ask you about. But what the hell is going on with this Tekashi 6ix9ine?
Oh,
is
bro? I've been again. My eye for talent is unquestionable, nigga. You know what I'm saying? I've been trying to tell. Talent? Look, bro. I'm not even talent. Just sellability, likability. You know what I'm saying? Relatability, like just what the people want, just understanding what people like. If I feel like, you know what I'm saying, if I like it, 9 times out of 10, somebody else don't like it. You know what I'm saying? Certain things, bro. So I mean, he got certain songs, like, he just has his sound is very unique. His look is very unique. Nigga, you know what I'm saying? This is American culture here, nigga. It's simple math, bro. You know what I'm saying? And he came with the, all he needed was the respect, like the streets, nigga. And he came with that shit, regardless of what the situation was, he had it. You know what I'm saying? So his shit got hurt. He was able to portray a particular image, the only image you need in that lane that he was going in, bro. And now he don't need it. It's perfect. It's nothing. Like you said, like the numbers speak for himself. Y'all want to talk about numbers and paper, bro? He's doing it, bro. So obviously it works. And all you gotta do is just lean into it, bro. You know what I'm saying? If any of that happened to any one of us, we probably like, look, man, I can't rap no more. You know what I'm saying? I'm out. You know what I'm saying? Like the world won't accept me. Nigga, you know what I'm saying? No, you won't accept you, nigga. The world take whatever you give them, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Took it, broke YouTube, nigga. All them views, first time, nigga. Still got Nikki with him. Somebody still gonna follow you, nigga. You making money for sure, bro. Nikki's still there. I thought she retired, nigga. Didn't she retire?
I thought she was done.
Cardi B pushed the bitch out of the game, nigga. Tekashi brought her back, nigga. You know what
she
I'm
said
saying?
To have she wanted to start a family that was supposed
to. No, where your family? What happened to your family, bitch? You put the family to the side of Tekashi? You know what I'm saying? Gotta be money. Gotta be something there. You know what I'm saying? Huh?
Isn't she pregnant?
Who, Nikki?
Yeah.
She was. It's not maybe. I don't know, man. I just know Cardi B took her spot and was rude with it, nigga. They couldn't figure it out. Like, there's no reason they couldn't be all cool and just, you know what I'm saying, both be wrong. Like, that's what the game do, man.
Yeah,
they've been doing it to us. This is finally women getting on, nigga. So they was trying to make them bitches go at each other and they didn't like that shit crazy how that shit worked.
To the Tekashi 6ix9ine thing, like, to me, again, I'm speaking of the perspective of the old man on the porch. He is just an annoying little shit.
He is, though. He is, bro. And you should not respect him if you see him in person.
To the point where, in my opinion, it hurts the rap game even more because of who he's attracting to it and being able to make a staple or put this type of audience and artists in this game and call it.
Sure.
Like, to me, that
he's taking somebody's spot. He's taking a real nigga spot, bro. You know what I'm saying? Whether that nigga is a lyricist or a street or whoever, a real artist, bro, spot. He's Undertaker at WrestleMania 50, bro. Like,
he literally just gets on a beat and yells obscenity.
He yells. But again, it's not, you know what I'm saying? It's not what you yell. It's how you yell, bro. You know what I'm saying? This is art, bro. So it's up to everyone's interpretation. Now, this is art.
That's terrible.
I'm saying, like, hip hop is art. You know what I'm saying? It may have started a certain way, but now motherfuckers is painting off the canvas, nigga, and it's nothing on the canvas. And, like, so it's just
I'm
like,
to
it's still
that.
Art,
again,
bro. Like,
I know the. What
again,
I'm
this is coming from.
Is, what I'm looking for is old school. I'm looking for lyrics. I'm looking for.
You gotta find it. You're not gonna get it served to you the same way, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, your mama used to make all your meals, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Now, Laura make them. She'll make them just like mama. You eat them bitches. You know what I'm saying, nigga? Like, it's just evolution, dog. Like, and you talking to somebody whose favorite artist right now is Young Thug, nigga. You know what I'm saying? You're like, the Thugger is a human instrument, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, you check your heart rate before a Thug song and check it after.
Oh, my God.
You know what I'm saying? Heads, we got some shit. It don't even make sense. We as artists, I would never have thought to make a song a particular way. Thug did it, and it worked out beautifully. They did, like, game has changed, man. Like, you can't be that old man, though. You know that old man, though. You used to fuck up that old man back in the day. Maybe you can get fucked up by Lil' Ed out here, bro.
I guess that's
just yelling on that porch, nigga.
That's just what my deficiency is just being able to open up to this idea of new rap or new art or new, this is the next level. Because I know where we came, like when we came in the game, what we were saying, what we were doing, the older school, you know, they were like, nah, that's too much or that's too raunchy or whatever. So I get it from generation to generation, from level to level, it's going to be weird or it's going to be like, I wouldn't go with that. I know that I'm being that way, but I'm just having a hard time opening up to somebody like 6ix9ine. And just his, again, just his personality, since that's a big part of my thing, what he portrays is just a dick of a person. And I can't rock with that.
Yeah, he's a terrible person. That's really what it comes down to.
Yeah, I can't rock with that. And I don't think I would ever purposely listen to a song.
Yeah. No, man, he'll never get a penny of my money. He'll just get a few spins off my just well diverse playlist. I mean, you know what I'm saying? That's how I look at it. It's just he got a few songs. He got more duds than, you know what I'm saying, my shit, in my opinion. You know what I'm saying? But I can honestly say he has at least one very, very, very good song. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know, man.
I'll get you in the door.
I'll
Hey, man, I'm gonna send you that too. Your Sada's already in your inbox, dog. You know what I'm saying? Number six, that's where you start, dog. Yeah, if you don't want to hear no more after that, I'm done talking to you, bro. You know what I'm saying? That's cool, bro. I'm gonna leave you alone. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I think Tekashi 6ix9ine, it's just like crazy. And like you said, I think it's like a smack in the face of the game, because it's like, I mean, he's a rat, bro. Like, since when is that okay? Like, it's, I mean, don't get me wrong.
Not even a rat thing, like, but just he's just not.
He's not
what he's portraying, nigga. Exactly. It's just that simple. Like, you're just not even what you're portraying, bro. Like,
he's growing to be that way. It's like, I thought
that one day you was normal. Right. One day you was normal. The next day you got all these tattoos on you, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit come over time and struggle, nigga. We just do that shit over, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and plus, we already know the situation. You know what I'm saying? So, like I said, at the end of the day, I ain't even that mad at what that nigga did on that shit. Like, I mean, shit, hey.
I'm not even saying that.
They was like fucking this girl, doing that nigga grimy and shit.
Yeah. No, I mean, yeah. So, if you're worried about whether or not I'm mad that a rapper told on his gangbanger friends, like, that has nothing to do with me. Like, I really don't give a shit about that.
But he's right. Just, that's right.
He's not a great dude, just in general, and, you know. And they was fucking each other over what it sounds like. So
yeah, it sounded like he won. You know what I'm saying? Exactly. Really? Yep. You know what I'm saying? They would have did the same to that nigga. You know what I'm saying?
That makes me think of the question of, is he a rat? Do you consider what he did as a rat?
I think it's the definition of ratting. I mean, I don't really care.
At the end of the day, it is. But I mean, like, whatever, nigga. You know what I'm saying? In that case, it ain't like he told on his boys, like I snitched on y'all or some shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's ratting, bro. Like, these niggas, he was just getting money with these niggas. They was using him. He was using them, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Like, the principle of rap, period. Like, you can't be a snitch in the rap game, period. Right? That's
okay. You're right. That is the principle.
They did put a literal hit out on his man, so, like...
No, I don't
know. Yeah. Okay. So, I mean, you know what I'm saying? So, if he wasn't living it, he living it now, he better be, or they gonna get his ass, you know what I'm saying? So, his music's realer now than ever, you know what I'm saying? But, again, like you said, the principle, ratting, the big faux pas in hip-hop, nigga, you do that, you're done, right? Yeah, right? First song... After ratting, won almost, 2 million something views in one day, break the shit, and he's actually talking about how ratting come home to a big bag. He got the rat emoji face, nigga. Like, nigga, still getting it, nigga. Yeah, but that's no in hip hop, nigga. This isn't how it works, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
No, that's my question. I mean, that's just my, like, again, my mind blown moment. It's like, how is this guy still?
He put in the
FedEx box. Around. I mean,
well, that's the thing, right? So who made up those rules, nigga? You know what I'm saying? Obviously, because they don't work. You know what I'm saying? Obviously, they don't mean shit. You know what I'm saying? Who made up these rules, bro? You know what I'm saying? The people that was controlling you don't rap, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, okay, yeah. That's bad, nigga. Like, it's, you're not supposed to rap, like, on your... I consider y'all family, nigga. You know what I'm saying? You don't rap on your family, nigga. Yeah, people don't know the difference between friends and associates, nigga. You know what I'm saying? You should see it coming, nigga. You know what I'm saying? For certain niggas. You know what I'm saying? Nigga, like, you gotta know who you can turn your back on, dog. You know what I'm saying? So, nigga, you don't do it to family, nigga. But the game is dirty and everybody else can get it, bro. You know what I'm saying? What? And that's what the rule is, nigga. That's what the rule is. Is exactly. Everybody else can get it if it ain't family, though. Hey, man. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, y'all safe. Put your feet up, dog. Y'all see me with somebody else that ain't y'all, nigga. Ganking them, dog.
What'd you say?
No, I said, I mean, like I said, I don't care, but like, I'm not in that lifestyle for a reason, because don't even put me in that position, but I'm just talking about principles. You know, so like, but you're trying to live, but like, I wouldn't want to live like that. I'm sure you can't ever disclose his location, bro.
Yeah,
and
set himself up for that.
Yeah. I mean, that's probably why they say don't rap, not because you shouldn't, it's because that's what come with it, nigga. You know what I'm saying, nigga? Like, you can do it if you want, nigga. Well, I'm just telling you, you shouldn't, nigga. We coming for you now.
It's from you.
You know what I'm saying? Exactly, nigga. Obviously, it doesn't mean that you dead to the world, nigga, because this nigga is hotter than he ever been, nigga. But again, he's hotter than he's ever been, nigga. So, get from the curse, nigga. You're looking for him.
I don't want to give him too much airplay, so.
Yeah.
Exactly.
He's got to continue to do what he do, and it's a new rap game. It's theirs to do whatever. Let me jump to something a little bit more serious, a little bit more with a little bit more depth. The last time we spoke. On episode one, we did the special series of Black Lives Matter, and we talk about issues with that. So a couple things changed since the last time we spoke, or not necessarily changed. Some things came to light, but some things new happened with Rayshard Brooks first. He was a young man who was shot by a police officer while running away. And then Elijah McClain. This wasn't anything as far as like new. It didn't happen in the last couple of weeks. It happened some time ago, maybe 8 to 12 months ago, but it is beginning to gain popularity because it's another situation where you have a black unarmed young male who was killed by a police officer. And in this case, again, it was a white police officer. And so we're here again. We talked about George, the last episode, George Floyd, and and just kind of like names that came back up. And here we are again with a new name to add as a hashtag and a name that has resurfaced that we need to include in the hashtag and books. And I just want to kind of like get your guys' take on the idea of police brutality. Do you see it as, you know, as we started this movement a couple months ago now, or as far as the protests and it being really exciting, do you see police brutality calming down? And then like, what do you think is the solution to true either police reform or what do you think the true solution is to stop police brutality?
Ooh, that's something that we don't have, man. I don't even think it's... I mean, it also has to do with the people that are cops. Like, it's so many factors. I don't really think it's a possibility, honestly. Mm. It's always going to... I think police brutality will always exist as long as police exist. Not saying we should get rid of police, but, I mean, people will abuse their power no matter what the job is, and I don't think anything's going to change.
Robots,
but I mean,
they always malfunction and then they attack the humans.
Didn't that just be killing us for no reason?
Just because we're not robots, because nobody's
right, robots, exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
if everybody would be black.
Put the robots in charge. That's the worst idea ever.
Yeah, never put the robots in
charge. We're doomed, dude. It's never going to change. It's over.
So wait, so you don't think there's nothing that we're just doomed? Y'all don't think it's anything? Well,
it's all cyclical. Like the Roman Empire, any fucking rule before now, the authoritative figures always took advantage of the people with no authority. Like it's something that will always exist. I mean, honestly, despite the planet being wiped, which I think COVID tried to accomplish, but it's gonna fail. There's really not a lot that can be done here.
I disagree. So like, I guess if you're asking what's the solution to like for police brutality, I agree. Yes, we don't necessarily have a solution. However, I think a lot of bullies become police officers, honestly. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
That being said, the starting place is like screening people. Like they want to put money into like the police department, but they don't put the money into like just
be a process. You should go to like 4-year, 3-year school for that shit, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you know what I mean?
I almost became a cop, nigga, doing when this unemployment shit. Nigga, yeah, man, that would have been, bro. You know what I'm saying, nigga? I would have been out of here, nigga.
Profession at the wrong.
What you got, nigga? What you got? I know you got something, nigga.
So like, I mean, with that being
said, Yeah,
like,
that's
the starting
place. So.
Get out of here.
He's fantasizing right now, barely.
Exactly.
But basically, just kind of like reforming things and training them in de-escalation tactics instead of like, you know, a lot of people I train with are like soldiers and officers, and this is like this military attitude, you know what I mean? Like, and that really shouldn't be in the streets, period. You know what I mean? Like, why? When they come up to you, they just slam you on the ground for no reason. Like, bro, oh, you just pulling me over for like littering or whatever it may be. Like, they just
that's wait. Just fear, though. No, that's fear. The question is, why are you scared, bro? Why are you so scared, bro? You know what I'm
why
saying?
Are you running?
Let's talk about that.
Why are you running?
You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, like,
that's a valid question. It's like, I mean, that's something that the devil's advocate of this Rayshard Brooks and Ahmaud Arbery situation, like the devil's advocate is saying they got killed because they were resisting or they got killed because they were in criminal acts. So it's just like
true. Okay, now how many videos I was just thinking this when you said we can talk about the people that weren't resisting or weren't running, you know what I'm saying, another time, because there's a lot of them too, but like maybe that is that the difference, nigga? Like, I mean, like, I guess what we were asking them, why are you so scared? I mean, it's obvious why we are. You know what I'm saying? There's no reason to ask that. But, like, I don't really, maybe because we just don't see the videos. It gotta be. I mean, white people run too, right? You know what I'm saying? Like, maybe they don't. Because, again, like, it's not that fair. Like, you know what I'm saying? They talk shit. That's what they do. You know what I'm saying? They don't really resist. They just get mouthy with the motherfuckers.
Are you saying that because the guys are running, it's why they're being killed?
No, that's exactly not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, I'm saying, like, obviously it's different. It's different patterns. It almost seems like, I don't know, man. It's wild. And like I said, there's no reason. Why do you? It just seems like hate. It seems like fear. You know what I'm saying? Like no one. For some reason, you don't fear. Like, I mean, even if somebody shot up 16 people and did all this crazy shit, like you're not gonna take him in. Like, you know what I'm saying? Even when you get him down, you like bitch. You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, you fucking asshole. You fucking piece of shit, nigga, you know what I'm saying? Like, you gonna get some hands, bro. Like, that's what the world does to you, nigga. Like, nigga, but innocent person should never have anything to fear, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Regardless of the officer, you know what I'm saying?
I totally agree with that. Or, honestly, if you're guilty, you should just know you're going to go to jail, like, if you get caught, rather than, oh, man.
Exactly.
I might get killed.
Exactly. Running is an excuse to get killed, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, why are you running? It helps them justify. That's all it is. That particular side that believes that, oh, that's a guilty person. You know what I'm saying? Because that's all on camera. You know what I'm saying? So he had something. Yeah. They don't deserve to die because they ran at all, nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, you think it's simple, but shoot him in the leg. Just chase him, motherfucker. Go grab him, bro. You just had him. Right. 3 seconds away, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just had him, bro.
Just had him.
In the case of Richard Brooks, they had his name and address. They ran his ID, so there was no need to even chase him.
Yep.
All right, we'll see you at home, bro.
Yeah, I'll just go wait at home. We'll get you because it's like, no real crime.
I forget the guy that they who's the guy that they body slammed? They didn't kill him. Yeah, black dude. He was like waiting for his sister to pick him up.
Yes, he's another. I forget his name.
Oh yeah, that was recent. Yeah,
like,
and then they
broke his wrist, and then the cop runs up like, "That's not the guy with the warrant." And they were like, "Oh, but this is who they pointed at." And he was like, "No, but it's that guy." And they were just like, "Oh," and then they're getting the medic. They were like, "Just calm down." Like they broke this man's wrist who's just standing there doing nothing. Like he,
bro, that's my point. Can you imagine the fury, nigga? You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
The guy came up behind him and grabbed him in a bear hug. Like,
he should have grabbed the cop's gun. Bro,
kill somebody, bro.
Man, don't talk. Unacceptable, nigga. Unacceptable.
So, Mike, that's what I'm saying. That's my point when you're talking about, innocent people don't have anything to fear. I fear,
I said they don't.
Okay.
I said an innocent person should never have to fear you know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. Like, no, fuck that.
Yeah.
But we live in a world now where if we look like somebody that committed a crime.
Exactly. They're
doing stuff before they even ask questions. Like, if a cop runs on me and be like, "We have a warrant for you," and they start just trying to arrest me before having a conversation, yeah, I'm going to fight because I'm like,
exactly.
I'm not taking
it
from me,
bro.
Right
exactly,
now. Like,
exactly.
Talk about
it.
How bad it is, that right there is layered because not only are you resisting or you're trying to maintain your freedom because you did nothing wrong, but there's a deeper layer that if they get you, they're going to kill you.
Something's going to happen.
Yeah, double sure.
Or you getting pinned for something that you didn't even do. And then you got to go through the trial system or you got to go to court for something that you didn't even do in the first place. Then that puts you in a position where it's just like unneeded, completely unneeded. Like, I've never seen cops, even if the dude fit the description, never seen them walk up to a white guy and just grab him and be like, we're taking you to jail. You look like so-and-so. And it's like, don't even ask for no ID or nothing. Like, when does a white person fit the description?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
I'm saying is, man, I've been in all these situations, bro. Like, I've been pulled over for no reason. You know what I'm saying? And fucking had my car searched, nigga. I've been pulled up on by a cop, white cop, lady cop, and an old black cop. And she like, don't run. I'm like, bitch, my car's right here. Bitch, I'm gonna run to my car. You know what I'm saying? Like, bitch, like, I'm a citizen, bitch. I'm not who you looking for. You know what I'm saying? Talking all this shit. Ask for my driver's license, give her that. You know what I'm saying? Oh, I'm surprised you got one of these. Like, want me, you know what I'm saying? Want me to, you know what I'm saying, bite her throat, bro. You know what I'm saying? That shit, like, nigga. I'm handcuffed in the car. They're going through all my shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, no right, no reason, bro. Just because of where I was and what I looked like, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, black guy in the car, old guy talking to me like, man, why you messing with the weed, man? You know it's a gateway drug. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, they found the right partner for you, bro. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Nigga, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, felt bad about the whole altercation because they violated all my rights, nigga. You know what I'm saying? They just told me I had some weed on me. They just was like pour it out and stomp on it in the street and shit. Cause they thought I had work on it. I had a book bag, nigga. It was a PlayStation in that bitch. The niggas was thinking, I felt so shitty, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, we got one. Here's a bag. We got a bag. Yeah, like, all right, bag. Man, open that bitch, right? Yeah, it was hurt, shit. Man, inside out, nigga. Nothing, man. Yeah, man. It's like all types of shit, bro. But like, if I would have reacted a different way, You know what I'm saying? There's a good chance I probably wouldn't be here, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Because they put you in that situation to where you, it's only human to, you know what I'm saying, react like that. You got to take yourself out of that shit and see what they want you to do, nigga. You know what I'm saying? They already doing what they not supposed to do. So, nigga, what makes you think they not going to keep, you know what I'm saying? Like, look, bro. Like, I didn't even got to say, well, I was, like you said, locked up, arrested, nigga. I went, he going off on them, cussing them out. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm in that bitch, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know they ain't got nothing on me. Can't do shit. You know what I'm saying? But, like, nigga, just, you know, they gave me a shot in my gun and shit. Yeah, it's inconvenience. It's inconvenience. You know what I'm saying? Like, at the end of the day, it's better than losing my fucking life, though. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, they pulled you over. They handcuffed you. They put you in the car. In the police car.
On the first instance that I was talking about, yeah, I was actually out of the car. I pulled it up to my boy crib, parked the car across the street, got the car, my book bag, bitch, pulled up on me in the middle of the street, like hands on the hood. You know what I'm saying? Like looking around like this, like nigga. They like a couple houses down. I ain't saying what I'm saying. Like they probably think. Because it was a horrible neighborhood, nigga, you know what I'm saying? Like, so, but regardless, nigga, like, I was over there a few times and shit, but, like, they ain't got nothing on me, so they probably thought I was that guy. Like, hey, we ain't got nothing on him. He ain't on the map, you know what I'm saying? He's showing up. They probably thought,
we ain't got nothing on him.
He had Poppy, nigga, you know what I'm saying? You're right, nigga. We ain't got him on the phone calls. He's showing up, nigga, you know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, like, nah, man. Like, yeah, that whole shit, yep. Put handcuff me, threw me in that shit, search my shit, nigga, and all that
What did they say they were doing? Did they at least say that it was a mistaken identity, or?
They ain't explain shit, dog. Like, they knew it was a mistaken identity, nigga, but they ain't say shit, they ain't say sorry, nigga, nothing. They was just like, they whole way of saying sorry was like, we not gonna do nothing, right? You know, ticket to take you in for the weed, nigga, just pour it out and step on the shit. Like I said, they got more shit to deal with, nigga. You know what I'm saying? And anyway, thank you, nigga, but no thank you, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Do more homework, nigga. Show your work, nigga. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't just get a teacher to answer, nigga. I had to show the fucking work, nigga. How did I get this answer, bro? It's that simple, nigga. You can't just be like 12, nigga. Like, no, nigga.
That's a good point, because that has created another hashtag with, you know, mistaken identity and not doing the homework with Breonna Taylor. Mm-hmm. They didn't do their homework
and a life was lost, bro.
And I'm going to admit ignorance here. I need to do more research on her case. But I heard that she was supposedly receiving mail with drugs in it. But then they talked to the, like, supervisor at the mail office and they couldn't confirm or some stupid shit like that. And that's why they were serving the warrant. Some dumb shit that it sounds like somebody made up.
I don't know. No, I thought it was served on the wrong house anyway. I thought that was the thing, so.
I'll look into that, because that's what I heard.
I see, and I thought it was the right house. It's just that person wasn't there, or it was like a two-family type thing, or something like that.
It was
checking up there or something like that. They just either weren't there or don't live there no more, but they are affiliated with that house or something. Like, they know the person they were looking for.
No, they didn't. They don't know.
There or some shit or something. Oh, that's what, see, again, you know what I'm saying?
And they arrested the boyfriend for shooting, firing back, but people just ran in his house shooting, so.
Yeah. Like, what you think, bro? You know what I'm saying? Exactly. Like, you're not gonna be like, who is that? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, ain't nobody else shooting in your house other than somebody.
And they and that boy here. Sleep. Like, what? Seriously?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's deep, bro.
Like, who investigated this? It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, that's my point. It's like, that's messed up. That
see, it should be a whole thing. Like, how long are these judges like in power and shit or certain things? So I know at least with like the Supreme Court, them like, they on until forever. Like they shape the future, bro. You know what I'm saying? So, but like on a lower level, how does that work? Like, it got to be some type of yearly or. You know what I'm saying? Bi-yearly review or something, dog. I don't know, man.
They run with the regular politicians.
Yeah, for sure.
You got to vote for the new judges and new state reps and the new district reps and all that stuff. But yeah, it's just it's just a messed up situation. And the police officers, I think one was fired, and then the others, it's just like nothing happening to these people.
The only way to change this shit is to do what they did, bro. Start a fucking secret society and groom young men and women into the positions of power and certain things with your agenda. Maybe. That's the only way. You're not gonna do it any other way, dog, because you're going against other people's shit. Like, you need to build a foundation with some type of idea, mission statement, and then get these young, enthusiastic people with potential. You know what I'm saying?
I just don't see it.
It'll never happen then. We will forever be under their Western, you know what I'm saying, ideology and shit. All of that shit is forever then, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the only way, bro. Like, we have to build a real fucking, you know what I'm saying, squad organization, squad, man. Put those people in place, nigga. You know what I'm saying? And the sweet thing is, nobody got to know that that's how it works. You know what I'm saying? Like, nobody know y'all hooking up every other weekend to spill blood on each other and shit. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? But hey, that's what it is, bro. As we keep y'all in it, like, you ain't going to turn on me. I got too much on you. Vice versa, nigga. You know, it just works, man. It proves that it works.
Yeah. I don't know. When it comes, again,
it's over then.
No, but this
is real, yeah. Lost all hope.
No, go back to the original question of if there isn't anything you could do, because to me that's a clear case of police brutality, not in the common sense, but it still is in the fact that they didn't do their checked and double checked. It clearly was missed by some pair of eyes.
Yep.
And that's a form of abusing your power. But again, want to shift gears a little bit, stay on this idea of on this idea of just kind of like changing, and if we'll see real change. The Confederacy is finally getting booted out of America as far as worshipped.
They you just pushing them into the sewers, nigga. They gonna come back with special powers, dog. You know what I'm saying? That's what y'all doing.
I mean, why is it so hard? But why is it so hard to let this stuff go?
Because, man, this is a whole time.
Logical.
You ever had something that you just was yours, dog? People were just like, hey, man. I don't know how to explain it, man. But
it's nonsense. That's what.
It can be. I'm trying to make it just relatable to this one. But you can't, John, like.
So I bring that up because we spoke on this last episode just about a couple of.
Let's start that war, get that Civil War coming. You know what I'm saying? They trying to, though. That's the thing. They trying to get that Civil War coming. I'm sorry, keep going, bro.
No. They've taken a number of the Confederate statues down, but they are now starting to question non-Confederate politicians, non-Southern.
Of course, because they all were assholes. You know what I'm saying?
This is a
good time that they wanted to bring back. Exactly.
So let me ask you this, and I trust that I'm not giving the other side firepower because I know they're thinking about this stuff. But do you think the snowball will then roll over to our side, where they start to question the leaders that we want to see promoted? Again, with
they've already done that. There's nothing to fear on our side, dog. They've already took Bill Cosby, everybody. Like, we have nothing to take as far as leaders.
Some of these statues are going to be replaced or wanting to be replaced with either like Martin Luther King Jr. or Malcolm X even. And then other civil rights leaders and other leaders in the Black community, they want to replace them with them. But they got dirt on them, and they have wrongs in their life.
Of course they got dirt on them. The FBI illegally obtained all of that shit, bro. You know what I'm saying?
It's still the act of, like, MLK supposedly was cheating.
First off, who ain't got dirt on them if somebody is watching you 24/7 all the time when you think you alone? And you're like, regardless of your situation, like, somebody got something that you ashamed of or embarrassed about that you would prefer not get out. You know what I'm saying?
Where do we draw the line?
Especially men with power. We draw the line to where, look, you bring it to the Black Caucus, and if we decide that whatever your argument, whatever you even talking about our leaders and shit anyway, you know what I'm saying, it's up for debate. Like, how many white people have they harmed, nigga? How many people have they murdered, nigga? You know what I'm saying? How many lives have they taken, nigga? Zero. So, again, we'll review it, but we'll send it back, nigga. You know what I'm saying? We appreciate your time and thought on this matter, white people. You know what I'm saying? Fuck out of here, bro. Fuck out of here, nigga.
I'm saying, like, it's going to get to a point where we are questioning even Bill Clinton because of the laws that he signed into.
Oh, Bill Clinton is dead, bro.
I'm questioning Bill Clinton for different reasons because I just watched that.
Thank you. That's what I'm saying. This is the least of his worries, nigga. That's what
Bill
I'm saying.
Bill Clinton ain't worried about no crime, dude. He ain't worried about none of that. This man said he was not. This man said he'd never been on Epstein's island, and they had him on his plane manifest to the island like 30 some odd times.
Bill just won't be left alone, nigga. That's what Bill wants. I ain't mad at him. I ain't president. I ain't been president. I had all these motherfuckers with all types of, you know what I'm saying, personality and reasons to take the attention off me, nigga. It's Hillary's fault, nigga. That's why more people don't like me. I let Bill live,
nah. Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm just saying that no matter what the reasoning, everybody has something, skeletons in their closet or dirt on them. So where do we draw the line as far as who we go
draw
about
the line?
Knowledge.
Death, man. How many people, again, it's just like The Walking Dead. How many people have you killed?
That's why? The question.
You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, that's the question. You ask how many people have they killed and why, nigga? And it was one more. What was the other one, Chris?
It was actually how many people have you killed? How many walkers have you killed and why?
Yeah, okay, that's why. So we ain't got to do with the walkers just yet.
Oh, yeah, walkers.
So, yeah, how many people have you killed? You know what I'm saying? And why, bro? You know what I'm saying? First answer is zero. Come on, bro. You know what I'm saying? We talking about murderers and hate spreaders, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, Martin Luther King may have committed adultery, bro. You know what I'm saying? Niggas on the road grinding, getting rocks thrown at his head. Nigga, he needed that. You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry, dog. You know what I'm saying? He may have broke a commandment or some shit, but that don't destroy his history. Nigga, he needed that to get through it, nigga. Like R. Kelly, don't get me started, all right?
That's That's my fear is that people will start to roll the snowball onto our side and question the people we want to see glorified and people we want to see acknowledged.
Yeah, that has nothing to do. We want our own shit, bro. Like, it's, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was going to do some awful shit. Say, separate but equal. Like, wait, what?
Nope.
Exactly. Not trying to go there. That's the point I'm trying to get to, but
well, that's a good transition into the cancel culture, because that's what we're doing essentially when we're getting rid of these Confederate and now even more progressive statues. We're canceling them, and this whole idea, I think it did start. I think the first time I heard it was with R. Kelly. There have been a number of celebrities and personalities that have been canceled because of things that they did wrong. But I want to go back to the jump.
Me too took down a couple, bro, by itself.
Still taking down folks.
Still popping back up. Me too is like, me
we're
too
in the sequel.
First
it's me too again.
Exactly. Oh, right. This is right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Me too. Me too also.
You know what I'm saying?
Me too from Pokemon.
That second wave of Me Too coming through. Exactly.
Yeah. Close mouth, Florida and Texas.
But,
easy.
But yeah, with Kales, as far as cancel, I mean, I don't even know how to ask the question because I don't want to sound like.
I'll answer it for you. You ain't got to ask it.
So you talk about, man. R. Kelly. R. Kelly is always a touchy subject nowadays for women.
Literally.
Not for me, dog. And any woman that understands that and then go ahead and play some R. Kelly, you gotta love her, dog, because she's a real, dog.
Yeah, so
again, It's not like this man was.
Kelly's music is supporting what he was doing with young girls.
I mean, some will say yes, some say no. I say both, nigga. You know what I'm saying? I say both.
Both, okay. What is, I mean,
the thing is, he never pulled in the driveway, did anything sneaky per se. The parents knew. You know what I'm saying? The parents sent these bitches off to be a star and hope they come back and cast them out. No? So again, the parents should also do some time or be on probation, you know what I'm saying, for parenting or having another child. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're talking about real laws and shit. Like, look, man, the first one you had, you gave her to a motherfucker. You should at least went with her. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I always say that when a child or a minor gets in trouble, that you have to investigate the parents.
It should be some type of penalty for the parent, for sure, bro. Some type of something.
Little Timmy, who's just going to be crazy, and no matter what mom or grandma...
Oh, put little Timmy on that medication. You shouldn't have fucking little Timmy out here running around without your supervision. You know what I'm saying? Like, if he's shooting somebody, it should be you. You know what I'm saying? Like, you front line. You the parent, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, if he get through you without you not getting harmed, then you failed. Nah, you know what I'm saying? Nah, he should have took y'all out. Nah, you know what I'm saying? First.
Yeah.
If he was doing your job.
Well, but I mean, but back to the R. Kelly thing, like, is listening to his music supporting him?
Listening to his music is supporting great music, bro. Supporting great music, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, you got to look at both sides. If those girls were never there, we would never know R. Kelly, bro. Those hits, those songs, those vouchers still get played today. I went over to my mom's house. I've been over there a few times, but it was a couple weeks ago we went. The neighbors, a big picnic party outside, banging Kelly, Kells. All you can hear two blocks away, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was a vibe setter. People used to be trendsetters. He was a vibe setter, nigga. Where that go, nigga? You know what I'm saying? When Kells get on, somebody getting licked, fucked, bit, and it was probably him, you know what I'm saying, nigga? Like, nigga, but that nigga set the mood, nigga. You knew, like, if she come in and she hearing Kells, she gonna tell you, like, oh, we ain't fucking tonight. Like, what you mean, man? Like, where you get that from? You know what I'm saying? Like, straight up. He was the R&B thug, nigga. He told on himself plenty of times, nigga. No one never cared. The hits were too good, dog. You know what I'm saying? He said, success always outweighs the fucking crime, dog. You know what I'm saying? Like, let a normal nigga mastermind some shit, like, on that scale, nigga. That nigga be in jail forever, bro. You know what I'm saying?
The Castro guy in Ohio that kidnapped them girls for 10 years, he didn't
get it. Oh, yeah. He kidnapped.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Kidnapped, man. Like, them chicks all had plane tickets. Kel's got receipts for them girls, bro. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy, dog. You know what I'm saying? It's no crazy, dog. Oh,
damn.
That man got a little gray towards the end. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, she ain't never gonna be a star, but she ain't coming home. Like, oh, all right, now we concerned. You know what I'm saying? Exactly. We want our daughter back. Like, nah, bitch. You didn't care. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how the story goes, dog. That's how the story goes. Where's our investment? You still working on it. You know what I'm saying? Oh, no. 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 You know what I'm saying? Like, that's that whole story in the bunch. Hire me as your lawyer, Kevin. I got you. I'll get you out.
I don't know. I would.
And we make an album, nigga. And we do an album, nigga.
I would say that's a hard. I don't know. I think if you ask general society, even just specifically our culture, it's going to be a hard question to ask. A lot of people are going to want to sound political. Because
everybody's going to say what they exactly. Everybody's going to want to say what they think should be said, bro. And fuck that shit. That's no way to live, nigga. That's no way to live, bro. If you like it, you like it, nigga. Like,
yeah, they don't want to say that supporting his music is supporting his habits.
No, it only if he came out as that first, then got off or whatever, or convicted and got out and then made music. If you listen to it, yeah, you fucked up, bro. But nigga, I'm in it, nigga. I'm in it. Don't judge me. You know what I'm saying, nigga? I'm in it, bro. It's hot. I recognize it. It's hot. It was hot before I found out. It's hot after I found out, nigga. It don't change the coldness of the song, nigga. The genius of the music, nigga. You know what I'm saying, like. I'm supposed to give me something else to listen to then, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Make another nigga famous that's just good then. You know what I'm saying? Then I can put him away. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing out here, bro. Like, man, people need to shut the fuck up, bro. Let the case go down. If you listen to his music, you're not. I mean, rock stars actually was publicly out here with 16-year-old bitches and wrote songs about that wild shit, did all that shit, bro.
Like, the question is, if we cancel him because he's black, because white artists and white actors and white people have done this.
They made it popular.
And they are still out.
Who did they get it from? Who did it first? We weren't the stars, the musicians and shit, bro. It had to, you know what I'm saying? We mimicked them, nigga. You made it appealing and we took over, dog. You know what I'm saying? Ask my man, Johnny B. Good, dog. You know what I'm saying? He had an addiction, so I hear, bro. You know what I'm saying? They hated that boy back then. If it wasn't white, it wasn't right. She was putting them down.
I don't know. That just it's totally,
if Chris ain't laughing, I ain't talking about nothing. Chris is my bar right now, bro. If I don't get a reaction out of him, like, I'll keep going.
Streets ain't having it. Young ain't having it. No, I think it's all a slippery slope, man. We're gonna super define ourselves into being this society of people who live in bubbles and doesn't talk to each other.
We as a people need to come up with something because we're in the society of social media. We're not in the society of people anymore. So who's making the rules? That's the thing. We're following a whole other agenda. Nigga, thinking that we in charge or this is our idea. Nigga, you know what I'm saying? Like, all right, nigga, I refuse to be broke down. Nigga, like I said, I play Kales wherever, whenever. Nigga, you know what I'm saying? Come to me, bro. Let's talk. You know what I'm saying? Like,
he does play R. Kelly whenever, wherever. But he is
not going to shift me, bro. You're not going to shift me, bro. Again, you're talking to a person that put Pimp C in his top five, nigga, just because of the character he was. Nigga, the unabashed truth that used to come from this man, dog. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Come on. The shit you don't get from nowhere, man. People be tight-lipped, man. Let it fly. See what's on your mind,
man. I don't know, man.
Robert California. At the end of the day, we're just all in hate.
I would love for us to be in a society like that where we can speak freely and, you know, we can
then make that happen, man. Lead
I
by
mean,
example,
we literally
bro.
Got
you know
the first.
It's not gonna happen with you following suit.
Helpful for some people. Yeah, only exactly. Some people get to invoke the First Amendment.
Yeah, man, spark the flame, man. You know what I'm saying? Like that's what people draw to motherfuckers, dog. Like that. You know what I'm saying? I took a shit, but like, man, like we throw whatever our opinions is, we do it our way. Nobody follows suit. You know what I'm saying? He been 50 since 18, dog. You know what I'm saying? He ain't let none of us change him, dog. You know what I'm saying? That nigga do his thing, dog. I missed the question mark. I'm sorry, I did it again. Missed the question mark. You know what I'm saying? Again, Crasher Jones been Crasher Jones before we knew what type of leash to put him on, dog. You know what I'm saying? Again, Chris been hulking up on people and doing his own thing, dog. You know what I'm saying? You know, dog, what we do, dog. Like, we all know who we are and what to expect, and that's where I work. That's where I said people can't draw, they don't know how to, the line gets blurred between friends and associates. Well, that's my friend. Okay. You know what I'm saying? I work with him. I just started work. Oh, okay. It's your friend. That's sad. You just told me the saddest thing I probably heard in a long time. Like, you know what I'm saying? You don't know how sad that statement is, dog. Like, what's your friend? You don't know this person. That's what's wrong, man. Just using words that you don't even know. That's awesome. Man. Don't let me talk. Somebody else. You know what I'm saying?
he talks, and then he said, but don't let me talk.
That's what I'm saying, because, hey, so, ideas never stop, so the words will keep coming.
Well.
He said, right.
But what about this side of cancel culture where I'm seeing a lot of white artists, white voices are taking themselves out of the game because they are white. Like the voice Cleveland Brown on the
film.
That white guy is saying, I shouldn't be doing this. It should be a black voice. And the same for
the chick on Big Mouth.
Big Mouth, yeah.
Yeah, Jenny Slate.
Hey, Jenny.
How do y'all feel about that? Maybe Mr. Question Mark or Chris?
Fuck. No, I'm kidding. Exactly. I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
He's not kidding.
Slow down,
he's
Mike. Slow, put a brakes
on. That's what I said. Go with your gut, Chris. Go with your gut. Don't let the world give you make you change your mind.
I was actually just thinking about this. But no, I think I think they are doing the right thing. I think also in some of these cases, like Cleveland, for instance, I don't think should have ever been voiced by a white person just because of the type of character Cleveland is. He's literally the token black person in the group. And then you have a white, like you're still taking that away from the he's not the token black person. Like, you know, but I think in situations like that, Big Mouth is iffy because it's a kid. You can get, you need to get somebody who can voice a kid. And yeah, things like that. But she is a
brown woman. She's not a black woman.
I mean, she's like she's Italian. Black. She's not. But now I appreciate the self-awareness of them to step down and do this. But also, if there's not,
I'm expecting applause or a handshake or a fist pump.
You shouldn't be doing it for that. They shouldn't be doing it for that. But it's like
that's all I'm saying. Exactly.
At the same time, it's like if you're the best person for the role, you earn that role. You're doing well at that role. For this long. I feel like
wouldn't even know if you didn't step down.
Exactly. I feel like going forward, they should look into it. They should be more proactive with it and less reactive with it. And that's my stance on a lot of shit, honestly. But they should be, just don't
do it in the first place. But do you know what, if they do that, what that does to the game, though? Because we're talking about animated things. Like, they're giving you fake shit behind the scenes. They give you fake shit in front of your fucking face. And you still ain't saying nothing. You know what I'm saying? Gods of Egypt, nigga? All white people? Fuck out of here, bro. You know what I'm saying? nigga, really, bro?
Well, see, Gods of Egypt, that didn't bother me like it bothered a lot of people because it's a fucking movie. Like, and it's just what they.
It don't matter, dog. If it don't matter,
it's not like the Bible released this movie. It's like.
It don't matter, bro.
Some white dude.
You gonna have Thomas Jefferson, a black man playing Thomas Jefferson, nigga?
There probably is. I would hope that there's a movie somewhere with a black dude playing Thomas Jefferson. In all seriousness, and not even trying to be any joke or anything. I hope there, because certain stuff like that, like art, man, like I said, man, art, I don't really have, as an artist, man, I don't put a lot of restrictions on the art I consume as far as somebody's view of things. I don't have to watch. I just don't have to watch it. Like, if I don't...
We're talking about history, though. That's all I'm saying.
But it's not about history, though.
But when you're dealing with a location and a time, nigga, that's history. If you're dealing with a location and time...
This is not a historical film. It's not a biographical film. Shoot
a movie with black Roman gods and all of that shit and watch how the response you get, bro. Like,
Did y'all hear about when they were trying to make, well, I think they're still trying to make Little Mermaid black. Niggas
love
that's a cartoon. Yeah. Little Mermaid ain't real, nigga.
But I'm saying that was an issue where they were trying to replace a white woman with a black face, and white people.
Yeah. Ariel, a beautiful
and white woman. And they do it. They do it a few times. And
no person has the gall to try to change or make their history look different. You know what I'm saying? Like, because we too busy trying to get our shit right, figure our shit in, you know what I'm saying, at least get our shit to the masses. Like, that's not a thing. Like, just it's just audacity to it, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, the movie could have been the exact same. But keep it real.
Yeah, my point is representation matters. And even if...
You know what I'm saying? Like, we already don't have no history. You're just taking it away. Like,
you're saying, Young, when you're saying it's just a movie, it's not a historical movie, so things can be switched up. But my thing is, like, it still matters because there was never an accurate teaching of history.
Yeah, right.
In my case...
That makes it even more important.
But would you say that that's history, though? Like, just look at... Would you say the Bible is history?
I would say
that's where we differ. I would not refer to the Bible as history. It's not a historical
you
item.
You never read it, though. You know what I'm saying? Your whole relationship with it is different, though.
Because like, I don't...
This is your idea, though.
That's you.
There's a lot of people like you,
I don't believe that that's the history of man. I don't believe that the Bible is that.
It's not the history of man, and you're correct there. It's not. It's the history of a particular man, a particular people. You know what I'm saying? It's not the history of every. They make it all
regardless of who it's about. Man, like I don't like. Once again, I don't care who it's supposed to be about. It's a fictional book, And I if somebody made a book movie about the Bible, I wouldn't care who played who. Honestly, it would not make sense.
The
man could play the Virgin Mary, man. Like, I don't give a shit.
Get to a whole other thing with the Bible, though, dog. Like, again, this is history. Like, it'd be different if you knew exactly who your true ancestors were and you saw somebody white playing them. You would feel a particular way about that. You can't tell me you would. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if they did a documentary and a white person played you, nigga, you know what I'm saying? Like, not we as in everybody. Some people,
I mean, if it was like Bradley Cooper, maybe I'd be like, all right, whatever, man. Maybe they got
that's it. You're a very unique particular person.
Maybe they got it right.
All special. Chris, we're all that in our own way, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
As far as like, I don't believe that the Bible is fictional to the point of it not happening. Mm-hmm. I do believe that the Bible are a collection of people's recollection of an event. So I don't necessarily think that it's fact or that it's all fact or that it actually happened. I just think that the Bible is a collection of how this person remembered this event. Maybe it's true, maybe it's not. Right. But
my thing is,
I try my best to tie as much as I can to facts to say what I will believe in. But it's definitely something when you're considering, again, representation, but history in itself, because yeah, it wasn't taught. We just now as a world are admitting that the history we grew up on is not accurate. We see that the history that's been taught has lacked a lot, and specifically Black history left out. And it's just like, we understand that. But what do you, and again, if these questions are too personal, let me know. But what do you hold on to as a higher power or belief in if it doesn't match the typical religious Christian-based practice? Like, what is your spiritual go-to?
I mean, I would say it's more agnostic. Like, I believe that there is a power, and I don't claim to believe or claim to know that I know what that power is or how it acts or what it does. I mean, I don't know what controls anything we do. Like, for all we know, we could be in full control of everything, which, you know, the way I believe, I'm not atheist, so I believe that we're not. Atheists believe that we're in control of our daily life from start to finish. But I believe something's working, but I feel like for us to take that time and to try to figure out what's behind the curtain and stuff, I don't think that's part of the intention either. Like, I think it's we supposed to just kind of go out and just, I mean, we're all experiments in different ways. Some of us become bigger experiments, some of us become wider known experiments. But I mean, I don't know. I guess that's a little bit above my pay grade, you know, one worrying about who is actually up there and what's controlling it. Like, I can only deal with what's down here. I can be the best person. I can be like, I'm not fucking murdering people. I'm not stealing. I'm not robbing. I'm not, you know, doing stealing and robbing is the same thing, but I'm not doing either one of those things. But I don't know. I feel like we just got to do our best, and we can't, you know, a lot of people put their faith in that higher power, and they're like, I can do whatever I want here as long as when it's time, I just say sorry for everything, and then I'm going to heaven. And I don't feel like that's how it should be, and that's not a way of thought I'm going to put my fucking focus into. So I can just do what, like you said, there's a lot of people like me. It's a lot of people like you guys who actually do go to church somewhat regularly and read the Bible and things like that, but
Yeah. So my thing is, like, for the original argument, I don't either. But yeah. Like,
I said somewhat regularly. You go to church maybe quarterly.
No,
I haven't been to church. I haven't even gone on Easter. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a whole. I got a whole thing with that too. You know what I'm saying? So it's a whole. It's levels to it. But my thing was with the whole back to the, like you said, the Egypt thing. Like, that's just our history. I feel some kind of way. Just the same way I feel, like, it's different. Like, if you see someone that's not Black walking down the street, pants sagging, do-rag on, you know what I'm saying, nigga, like, talking with some slang, nigga, that don't look like you, but they got your
culture. That's something I know, though. That's something I know. Like, yeah, that would make me mad because I know that. I don't know the guys of Egypt. Like, I don't know. I didn't read about the guys of Egypt. Like, I know their names.
What land do you think your ancestors came from?
That has nothing to do with the gods that they worship, though. Like,
I'm not talking about Africa. I'm talking.
Everybody came from Africa. Like, that's not even an argument.
Okay, so we're getting caught up in semantics of the movie. Yeah.
No,
so,
you are. I don't care about
the gods of Egypt.
Like, I literally
you're talking about gods in the Bible. I'm talking about white people playing Egyptian kings and pharaohs, nigga.
Right.
That's what I'm talking about.
How many Egyptian kings and pharaohs have you met? Like, the thing is, it's something we don't know. So it's not going to bother me.
It's history, dog. Like, they have pictures, nigga, of brown people.
I'm sure they got Polaroids. Yeah.
They had white.
I said I got polarized with Egyptian
white
guys.
No white people in these pictures.
They do have. They do have.
Egypt is Africa, nigga.
They researched the bones and through many of the animations.
We all know the first person like was from the bone and was Africa.
That science will promote
the brown people.
They are of darker complexion.
Well, yeah, I know, but these guys, the Egyptian guys, didn't walk the earth like that. Like, that's the whole thing. Like, if I didn't watch the movie, but I read the synopsis of it, it has nothing to do with actual, like, the actual story of Egyptian guys. Like, that's the whole purpose of
it. But it like, focuses really on a particular time and place. That's all I'm saying.
It's a completely fictional account using these guys' names. Like, it has nothing to do with real shit that they did. They're just using these guys'
names.
They
didn't name a particular guy.
Like, the old, it was an old video game.
Egypt.
It was the old video game
it's
they used.
Egyptian.
I can't remember what it was.
This is Egyptian history, Egyptian culture. Doesn't
yeah, but I mean, we're not Egyptian
them.
Either,
saying,
though.
Bro,
so it's like, I mean, I'm just it's like I know African American people
bro,
pretending
like,
to be African American.
From
that's
Africa,
what I know.
Bro. You know what I'm saying? My ancestors are from Africa. Like, I've been
right.
to Africa.
But what does that have to do with the gods, though? The gods did not walk the earth. The gods did not.
You're Anubis, talking about the gods.
Anubis
I'm
was.
Not talking, I'm talking about the.
No, no, no. Listen.
They
but listen.
The
they're playing gods.
Egyptians.
No,
you're
they're
the
playing gods.
God.
Those
they're
actors
God.
Are playing
yeah.
Egyptian gods. They're not playing Egyptians. That's what I'm saying. You didn't even
that's
read
even
about
worse,
or see the
nigga.
Movie.
That's even worse, nigga.
But I'm saying, look, Mike, all right. But before you argue, though, know what you're arguing about. Like, I'm not going to argue about a movie that neither one of us saw.
I was arguing
and I even.
You jump
like,
in, nigga. I know what I'm arguing about.
No, this is
the movie. You know what I'm arguing about if you're arguing with me, my nigga. That's all I'm saying, nigga. Don't talk to me if you don't know what I'm talking about.
The movie is about the gods. It's not about Egyptian people. So that's why, once again, it doesn't matter.
Chris, just listen. The name of the movie is Egyptian Gods, right?
Yes.
We all agree with that, right?
Yes. The people, the Egyptians are black in
the
movie, though. The Egyptians are black in the movie, though.
Why can't you see past the surface? The name of the movie is Egyptian Gods.
Yes.
Fuck the gods. It should be an all-black everything.
The people in the movie are black, though. The Egyptians are black. That's the point.
But the gods aren't. Praise your white Jesus.
Anubis. First of all, I don't believe in that, though. But I don't believe in that. But what is Anubis? Anubis has the head of a fucking dog, bro. Like, you're talking about shit that don't matter. And Anubis wasn't a color. You don't even know. Name another Egyptian god. Please name some Egyptian gods, Mike. Since you know so much about Egyptian guys, name
no
one.
We're talking about the gods.
But that's what the movie
about
is about. The movie is
about the
principle. The
gods. It's a whole thing. It's not even just Egyptian god movie. It's the whole.
You're riling yourself
thing.
Up about something
that
it doesn't even fucking matter, though. Like, that's
it's
the thing.
Thing
like, we got real problems right now, and you mad about Egyptian guys, bro. Like, listen to yourself.
Why are you trying to make me mad, bro? No one's mad, dog. Like,
you said you was mad that there was no black people in the movie, even though there's thousands of black people in the movie. But, you know, talk your shit, though. You know, it's fine.
But there were white people in the movies, though. Like I said. The fucking my man.
White
is,
people
whatever.
Existed though.
The
they
movie.
Existed. It's not
they
that they didn't exist.
Yes, but they not in that scenario. I'm sorry, nigga. Again, I don't like it, nigga. That's my opinion.
Just
that's
say
yours.
That though.
No,
just say you don't like it. You don't have to.
I started off with it, nigga. Just said it. You just said I was mad. That's
you're trying to no. You're putting it on me. You're saying like, oh, you're not mad because they're taking your history and no. That's what you. That's how it started. That's how it started. If we're talking about how it started,
yeah,
and I
and said
no, and I
and
said
okay.
no,
that's
and you
okay
said you were, and that's how it started.
Yeah, okay. And that's how it ends. You Derek. Don't care. I do, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Like, you shouldn't have started, though, because I don't care.
Yeah, okay. So why'd you jump in then, nigga? That's all I'm saying.
You put your emotions on me. You said you should also be mad.
I was talking
you said,
to
praise your white Jesus. These are words that came out of your mouth. I didn't. I don't care. I don't praise a god of any sort. So it doesn't fucking matter.
I think what we were talking about was just the.
Okay, so that's it then. It doesn't matter. That's great. It's okay. It's okay, Chris. It doesn't matter. It's okay that it doesn't matter. That's great.
Yeah.
It can be okay.
So.
Every topic is with
Jesus. It's a detonator. Good. That's exactly how I was wondering.
Look, just don't put any emotions on me, man. I don't feel any way about it. So that's all I'm saying.
I'm not putting no emotions on you. I'm speaking my emotion to the question. It's not coming to you. You shouldn't be open for my emotion if you don't want it. No, I wasn't giving you emotion, baby. I love you, baby. That's the emotion I'm giving you.
Well, yeah, that's a given. Yeah, I'm just, yeah, we're debating. We're debating right now.
I just don't like it when history is represented. That's it. In any form of art, storytelling, nigga, pictures, nigga, anything. Yeah. Like, it's upsetting to me. And that's all it is. That's all. But again, everybody's vision is through their own eyes. So, like I said,
and that goes back to what I said. Like the art, every artist have a different vision.
Everybody sees what they see through them, through their own eyes. So
you got songs that have been covered 16 times by 16 different people in 16 different versions because everybody feel a different way when they hear that song, and that's just how. I don't care what somebody wants to do with their art. If I don't like it, I just will avoid it, and that's about all I can do as a human being.
No, for sure. It's your duty as a human being.
Ugh. Where did Chef go?
I think he
went to sleep.
I thought he had fell asleep because he was quiet for a minute.
He's still on here, I think.
No, he gone.
No, he may not be here. He gone. I think me and Chris got him.
No, he was going before. He was going before that.
He was?
He was going before I even started talking.
It was because it was always but, and I can see it's just a dot. It don't even say question mark.
No, because a couple times y'all said Chef. He didn't say shit.
Exactly. Show it. Who on the cover? Who on the cover? Who on the cover, Ian? Who on the cover? What? Name me a black person on that cover, bro.
Those are supposed to be the guys, though.
That's my fucking point. Name the black person
on
the cover.
The guys didn't have faces. They can imagine what they want to look like. Like, it doesn't matter.
They can imagine. Man. You can imagine whatever you want. That's what imagination is, nigga. It's your right to imagine, nigga. It's also your duty to be honest, but that's
you don't
not
know what they look
closet.
Like either. Nobody knows what the guys look like. That's why they're guys.
I know they weren't white, nigga. That's all I don't care. You know, like you said, it was dog faces or whatever. They weren't white, nigga. Yeah. Put the dog face on the fucking cover then, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Get a dog face money, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Where he at? Why the white people on the covers of Egypt? They guys that didn't look like dog faces. You said they had dog faces.
I'm talking about the main character.
They all white on the cover, nigga. That proves my point. Guys of Egypt, nigga.
Did you see it? Did people see it? No, it bombed. It was terrible. Like,
it shouldn't have made a dollar.
What other victories is there to have?
I want more, Chris. I want more, baby. I want more, baby.
Just don't support.
Right, I want more, baby.
And speaking of,
he should have brought up the movie.
Speaking of, though, a conversation we had just real quick, though, as far as the whole Chipotle thing. So Chipotle don't got black people backs, and you still eating that Chipotle. So just to go back into that conversation.
They gave me the opportunity to donate, maybe, to a black thing. Just the fact that they put it on the
did
app.
You look
nigga,
up, did you look up
me.
That foundation, though? Because it probably just go into Chipotle's pockets.
Probably, most of but those it's a foundations good sale,
are created by sale. That business. Yeah, no.
It's a good sale.
But I'm saying,
that's
but
all, that's all Trump
the,
president.
The only point I'm making there is just going to the Starbucks scene. You, it's easy to say you're not gonna fuck with it when you already don't fuck with it. You fuck with Chipotle, and now they fucked over black people, and you're gonna still keep eating Chipotle. You never gonna stop eating Chipotle. So,
I don't think the organization. I don't see how the organization like the fucked Gucci, over black people.
They, this is not like the first thing. No, this is not the first thing. This is. No. Look, I'm saying you still haven't done it. Just Google Chipotle and racism. It's pages and pages of things. Like, this is a ongoing, this is a habit. This is a habitual thing.
Yeah, it's not surprising.
Oh, I mean, yeah. That might change my whole, like I said, now, if that's the case, and I will do the research, nigga, then I don't have a problem getting quit with it, nigga. I go to Kino, but nigga, today start doing some racist shit, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, it ain't like, man.
Well, no, the whole thing is, I'm not saying you should stop eating.
Got my soul in a boat.
I shouldn't say you should stop. I'm not saying you should stop eating it either. Keep eating Chipotle. The point is, if you like it, fucking keep doing it. that's the whole point of it.
Yeah, until you're the victim, nigga. Right? Exactly. That's the moral of the story. Exactly. So they give you a personal reason.
That's how we're operating in society. Anyway.
That's how most people. That's
support
how
support blue, nigga. So they give you a personal reason, nigga, to not nigga. Support
we've,
blue.
But we've everybody in this have had a personal reason. So
oh, for sure.
So it's
for sure. No, that was for the people that support blue. I was giving them a flip flop. You know what I'm saying?
You're preaching facts though. That's how they are. Mm. All the white people that support blue have not had negative interactions with police officers. So it's why would they, to them the cops are great because they
I'd be screaming that shit too, nigga. Stop park blue.
They've
nigga!
Only seen the cops when they needed something, and the cops got them what they needed, and then
held them down, nigga. Right? Been drunk, nigga.
Even in situations
nigga,
where they were doing
saying?
Wrong,
exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. They were still able to be treated with the utmost respect.
Like, dirty, like my man's, I always forget his name. Was it Rayshard?
Rayshard Brooks.
Yeah. He, like, Kelly's brother did this exact same thing. Or it was her, one of the two. Hopefully she don't listen to this. But one of them did the same thing. They was drunk in a parking lot or in the drive-thru, fell asleep. Cop pulled up and they said, actually, you can pull over. You can park right here. Sleep till you're ready. We're going to tell the people inside that you're going to sleep here. And they let her sleep there. They left. She could have just got right back up and drove away.
They could have been staring outside of her lover's house that's married, nigga. Fucking that shit up. They don't know. You know what I'm saying?
Like, and this was like way back when, like early 20s. Not even like a grown man. Like 23, 22. Mm. Like... But they said, no, you just pull over here, go to sleep, and when you're ready to leave, you get up and drive away. For him, he said, my sister right here, let me just walk to my sister's.
I want to walk to my sister's.
That was even worse than he did. Yeah, exactly.
And
bro,
they didn't even let him do that. Like, or they could have drove him there. Or they could have followed
exactly.
him.
No, yeah, like, don't want so you to be safe, things. Nigga. No, nigga.
Or they could have given that offer of sleeping it off.
Like they don't see, but you know, these videos are making a lot of people see that everybody don't have positive interactions with the police. And that's when things gotta change. Like, obviously you still got your open.
But they still don't believe it though, dog. They always were like, oh, he was a criminal like when he was 18, he did like this nigga 32 now. You know what I'm saying? Like they just dig up anything, bro. Like
he took a candy bar when he was 18.
Yeah, right, okay. I got caught driving possession, you know what I'm saying? So it's okay for me to die, nigga, you know what I'm saying?
That's the thing I worry about. Like, you know, if any one of us got it, what are they going to pull up? Like me, who don't have a thing, what are they going to say? Like, oh, he let his I don't even know what they'll find something like he let his registration expire in 2014 and didn't get
I got marijuana shit on my shit, dog. They make my shit look bad, nigga. Like I said, because I was a two-time offender, nigga, so... Yeah, that shit just say possession on my shit, nigga. It don't even go in description of what it was. It just looked bad, nigga. Like, possession, nigga. Possession. Like, really, nigga? Exactly, nigga.
Whatever it was illegal.
Right. I had to tell every job, I was like, it was only marijuana. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? It sounds bad, nigga. Okay, you're hired.
How many Batman?
What?
That's for Mike.
Dose.
All right.
You ain't about that life, man.
What
are you know what I'm saying? You don't want none of this.
You don't want no parts of this here.
What is this? I just heard.
We'll talk about this outside. Then, yeah, right. It's like, once the record stops,
you don't want no parts of this shit, Ian.
Well, let me ask y'all this. This sound like I do.
Yeah, let's move.
Y'all watch Insecure?
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of the things that came about when towards the end of the second season when Ethan and Lawrence.
We can talk about it. For the record, I haven't seen it, but I'm like a few episodes out, but it's okay. Yeah, I'm going to watch it anyway, so it don't matter. So I'm going to learn something, and we're going to talk about it.
The question really isn't like specific to Insecure, but I mean, it'll get to relation. But do you guys think that you can be friends with your ex?
I'm friends with all
only
my
if,
exes.
Only if y'all, I mean, again, yes, I am friends, and being well, that I am me, friends me, with them, the answer right,
let me,
is no.
Let me say this. Let me say this. Right. You could be friends with your ex if you have a new girlfriend or wife.
Okay, I guess
you should be. You can, but I don't think it works.
I guess we gotta define friends. Though we talking about like hanging out friends. You definitely have like
to, yeah, right.
If I see you or whatever, we can stay high type shit.
You mean like y'all still see each other and chill?
Not on some one-on-one stuff, but like, well, yeah. Like, where does the line? Where is the line for you guys?
The line is anything before me, bitch, and before me. Period. You stay away from me.
Yeah.
You
know what I'm saying? There should pretty much be no direct contact. Like maybe a like on a social media post or even a comment or something like that. That's fine. Like you can be friends on social media. Like I'm friends with all my exes. Like Kelly's friends with all her exes. It's been like that. Like that's fine. But yeah, no plans should be made. Like
it's fine, but it's really not though.
You know, I mean, it's fine to a certain extent. Where I'm not gonna be
it could work. It could work. You know what I'm saying? But personally,
it should be kept to a minimum. Like,
everything photo like post. It and some shit like no. that. Then that's just like, come on, baby. No. Like, I'm trying to be sane here.
Not a best friend. You can never make an ex a best friend.
No.
I mean, just be cool. Like I said, just be cool with them. Like, it shouldn't be no hanging or nothing. Like, I don't think that is possible because. If it is something super close and tight like that, then y'all still got something, in my opinion. Yeah. Like, there's no point for me to even be around.
Is that driven by insecurity on...
I feel like it's driven by that and facts, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah.
Like, just, if you feel it in your gut, that's all it is. Well, if that gut feeling is insecurity, then fuck it, nigga. You know what I'm saying? I don't like how insecurity feel, bitch.
It's just to keep the temptation to a minimum because, I mean, people are human. Like, you may not have any intentions with doing anything, but you get put in a situation where y'all close for so long.
Situation. As the stars line up, y'all mad at each other, she see him, and it just happened. It don't mean nothing, you know what I'm saying? But it happened, and now it all fall apart.
And there should be really no texting. Like I said, any conversation or any communication should be out in the open for everybody to see, and it should be minimal. Mm-hmm. And like I said, I don't really. We'll have to talk completely about this outside of the Zoom as well, because I was about to continue, but you know, just
he's about to keep going.
Never know. People so again, will be like we get famous one day, people are like, oh shit, they did podcasts back in 2020.
Yeah, we'll all be indicted for the crimes we admitted.
Exactly. This would literally be the worst year that ever happened.
But I'm just trying to, again, put my headspace in this idea of it's possible. Because I think more of you might say it's possible, but probably not. But, like, would you yourself be comfortable with walking into a bar and your girl running over to a guy to give him a hug, and then naturally you gravitate, and now y'all are in that group, and them two, they're talking, but it's in the open. But they're talking, laughing, reminiscing. Like, you feel a certain way about that?
I mean, that's a little different, man. Like, I don't think I would particularly feel a little different at that particular moment. Like, yeah, if she's, like, all into him during that dinner and all, you know what I'm saying? Like, if the body language at that, you know what I'm saying, continues, then that's a problem. But, like, no, like, if I see an ex or something, like, but I don't know. Like I said, I'm different, man. Like, I treat people how I want to be treated. So it's different. You don't get that back all the time. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I'll see an ex and shit, and I'll be like, oh, shit, you tighten up. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'll be mad as hell. Some nigga just come up to this bitch, and he's just like, hey, what up? Give her up. Pick her up and shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. He's like, man, I got to kill this nigga now, bro.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? I have to kill this nigga, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's nothing else, dog. So, like, you know what I'm saying? I try to do certain things a certain way. At least, you know what I'm saying, if they don't know how to move, follow suit, bitch. You know what I'm saying? So if you do move another way, you saw how it should have been done. Now I'm mad. Or you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not like, you know, but like, you know.
Do you think that's linked to an insecurity? Like, do you think that it's just
a everybody's insecure, man. Yes. Yeah. Everybody has something they're insecure about. It definitely is. And just understanding that and being in a relationship with somebody, you should also be aware of that. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you truly care. I feel like, you know, like, it still may mean nothing. It still may be innocent, but be respectful to your partner that you're with as well. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it, you know, some they may come up on you aggressive or something, but still, like, body language. Like I said, you ain't even got to say nothing. It's just like, all right, maybe whatever. But, like, still, you always got to think about the other person. Like, and that's just what a relationship is. You know what I'm saying? If you can't do that, you shouldn't be in it. You know what I'm saying? Like, straight up, it's the sacrifices. Like, if you want what it used to be or was normal, then you don't need me, baby. You know what I'm saying? Because I went around when that shit was normal or what it used to be. So
catering to your partner's insecurities is a part of
the huge.
That's just that's what deep. You have to do. And if you're unable to do that, you're unable to be in that relationship.
Or if you feel like they have too many, you know what I'm saying? Because everybody got a limit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
Because everybody got insecurities, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's just the level you got to put up with, you know what I'm saying, from person to person.
Yeah, you can't be insecure about everything. Like,
you know, I'm about to go hang out with my boys, and then you call and shit, like, man, I'll tell you where I was, and shit, you know, or hang up and then call or text again. Like, I'm like,
all right. Right, just hit blow on
now I have to get free, you know what I'm saying? Now I have to run from you. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're making me do what you don't want me to do.
Yeah. I guess I never thought of it like that as far as, like, you gotta cater to the insecurities of your mate.
Got to.
You got to, man. Like,
it has them.
And it's a beautiful thing when it's reciprocated. Like I said, when that's a bossing thing, bro, like, that's just comfort, bro. Like, nobody should be fucking in a relationship standing up, dog. Everybody should have their feet up, dog. Like, that's what it's all about. Like, you standing up, you chasing something, you gonna go get it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, why am I playing standing up? I'm like, shit, I can live standing up, baby, but, you know, we can figure it out. You know what I mean? It's cool. You know what I'm saying, baby? Standing up Yeah, man. Change this nigga life over there. He said, "Hit this nigga in on all corners, dog."
But yeah, like I said, man, I was rooting for Lawrence to Issa just because, like, that's like my situation. Like, you know, me and Kelly hadn't talked for a long time, and you know, then all of a sudden we did, and
yeah, that's right.
Things kind of worked.
Did they
hook
back up? They got back together.
You know, so things happen.
You'll see.
I mean, because, I definitely got to see, because it looked like that's where it was going. And, like, I mean, that's your typical story, though. So, like, that's what I expected. Also, it's not what I wanted to see at the same time. You know what I'm saying? Because you break up, you know. That's why I love the breakup so much. Nigga, at least leave it open-ended. Like, but just give me some real-ass shit along the way.
They leave it open-ended, I will say that.
It's fair,
so it's not coming back, or it's another season?
Yeah, it's going to be another season.
Yeah, it's definitely. Yo, they've already been signed for another season.
Okay. I mean, I love Issa Rae too, man. She's beautiful, bro. Like, smile. She's fucking silly, bro. She's fucking smart, man. You know what I'm saying? I mean, this nigga just wear some random shit, bro, and be like, all right, I see.
She's doing her thing, man.
She definitely represent well for the chocolate ladies, baby. You know what I'm saying? There's not too many of them on the front line, man, in 2020.
That's true, and that's another argument that's going on nowadays. But let me ask you this while we're on this subject. Would you be able to be with a woman who's pregnant? Not by you, though. So you met her when she was two, 3 weeks pregnant.
I'm sorry.
Like, do you think you could do that?
No, I would try it. I know for sure.
I mean, no, actually, initially going into it, I wouldn't be looking at it long term, probably. You know what I'm saying? The way it's set up. Like, if she was pregnant, one, I'm either going to just try to hit or something, possibly, I mean, maybe, if that's the situation. But like, I probably wouldn't even go into it that way, just like, if she's pregnant, bro. Like,
this is like a coworker who, y'all talk, y'all work on the same team. You kind of know the story of her messing with this bum-ass nigga, and he get her pregnant nowhere around. You're the one to console her during that season. You build a relationship, becomes closer and closer. Y'all go out, y'all vibe, you fall in love. Do you think you could?
I mean, that's, I see all that being possible. And then
that's what I'm saying.
And then the baby come out and it ain't yours. I mean, then it's just gonna change real quickly. The honeymoon, you already know that, but you don't see that until you see that. Like, then you got to take care of this. You know what I'm saying? Like, you getting more than, it's more than what it was in the beginning. Like, you, of course, you knew she was pregnant. That was obvious. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That had nothing to do with who she is as a person. Like you said, you know, you fall in love with her and all of that stuff. But I feel, I mean, it's possible, but it'd be a road that I would definitely steer away from. And
see, I dated a girl with two kids. I dated a girl with one kid. My next logical progression.
They're not pregnant though, bro.
It's the fetus. That's my next logical progression, is going down to the fetus.
I'm or just, I mean, you said 2-3. No, you gotta keep going up, bro.
I started with two. Then I went down to one.
Okay. Yeah, now you got.
Oh, okay. So, I thought you said 2 then 3. I was like, who's 3, bro?
No.
He ain't telling nobody about that one, bro.
Before you'll be the one to put the bun down.
Hey, hopefully. I mean, that's the idea.
No, that next one is gonna be yours, bro. That's what it's gonna be.
Yeah.
He got real quiet on that one. He got serious. He just got to the game. He's exactly signing out.
Disappeared.
He like
exactly. He said no.
That's deep, man. That's deep. That's real deep, man. That's
anything's possible in the realm of love, man. But not everything's successful in that realm, dog. You know, man. Like, if you love her enough to where it don't matter, hey, man, swing, bro. You know what I'm saying? But be smart, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, be smart.
You know what I'm saying?
Because that shit is about to get wild.
Yeah, right. Then a dude come back, and at the end of the day, I just give him a chance, and like, now you just caught up in some weird shit.
Yeah.
Like, nah, man, it's too much weird shit to get caught in without all that drama, nigga. Hey, nigga, it's me.
Well, we are on the brink of another lockdown. These damn cases keep going up because people keep going outside, touching each other, licking on each other. Like,
frolicking, man. Right.
Why can't we just get this right?
You don't figure it out, though, man. Like I said, I'm going to walk into a science lab one day and just lay on the table, dog, because I know I'm good, dog. You know what I'm saying? Like, take what y'all need, dog. Leave enough for me. World, bro. I killed that shit day and a half, bro. I'm telling my kids that and everything. I don't care what y'all say, nigga.
You had the worst case of it.
You know what I'm saying? I call it when it was still green, bro.
Wow.
Never knew. You came off the ship.
Yeah, Mike got work. He got that work.
Yeah, man, because I mean, it only works if the other person is on that same shit with you, dog. Because if you giving that and they ain't giving it, it's gonna be hard, it ain't gonna last too long, dog. Because you're gonna feel like you getting gapped, you know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta be an understanding. I mean, it's always a work in progress, but the only way to make it a work in progress is understanding that that person's not going to quit on you and you're not going to quit on them. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you ever get to that point, then
quit all the time, baby.
Yeah,
that quick.
I mean, y'all, everybody, it's definitely lies. Like, it ain't no, like, I don't, there's no chick out there that, you know what I'm saying, I can just do anything and not get quit on. Man, you know what I'm saying? I don't, that don't exist. You talking about 100%, that's 100%. And if I ain't met her, bring it to me, Lord. You know what I'm saying? Change me. You know what I'm saying? Change me. Me and the turtlenecks, nigga, cooking and shit.
Turtlenecks.
Foot rubbing time. That's
it. Right. Who wants a foot rub?
Exactly, nigga. Pure scent, nigga. You know what I'm saying? That's right. Power, nigga. I'm scared of that, man.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
I'm kidding. I don't be like that.
You're right. He just get the shirt to say it. He just walk in with the shirt and say, who wants a foot rub? He's a t-shirt guy. That's how he flip it. He said, yeah. Oh, you ain't see the shirt? Don't worry about it. Nope, you ain't get nothing. You ain't looking at me. Aaron, you know what I'm saying? Right.
Catch a case type shirt. You walk around.
He said, right. Maybe you get laid. Maybe you get arrested. I don't know.
Yeah, you're going to get something. By the end of the day, right, you're going to have a story to tell. And it may be good.
And is that what it's all about, dog? At the end of the day. We should just call it, from now on, here on out, after everything changed, legislation, all this, you know what I'm saying, pro-black stuff, man, it should just be our story, dog. We should just erase history from the books. Everything from here on out, it's like the Old Testament and New Testament. The Old Testament is his story, New Testament is our story, dog.
And that's what we need. That's what, as far as the history books go, like, I think I told Mike about that, but one dude, I was arguing with some dude on Facebook about it, and the dude said, you know, somebody was arguing how rioting and stuff. I'm not even sure if we talked about this in the last podcast. It's not me if you heard this one, but all the rioting and stuff, somebody posted about it. Somebody was like, yeah, well, historically, you know, rioting has been known to get things solved and, you know, violence, unfortunately, gets an answer. And somebody was like, well, we're not living in history anymore. And I was like, what? He said, we're not living in history no more. No, history is always being made. Like, we're creating history. So, I mean, I forgot my point because that's so stupid. It's such a stupid thing for anybody.
That's probably, yeah.
Not living in history anymore. But yes, history needs to be changed. Like, we don't need to learn the old history anymore. We don't need to learn about the presidents individually anymore. Like, yeah, we know they exist. Like, the presidents at this point, before 40, might as well, I'll say before like 35. You might as well group them into one group and just archive them bitches. Like, them is like,
exactly, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Like, whatever.
Just forget about them. If you want
to, it's nothing that we need to know about these motherfuckers. Exactly. Like, Abraham Lincoln didn't even actually free the fucking slaves. Like, it's really nothing that we need to know about these old presidents. So, let's start from 35 on, and that's probably, shit, maybe 60s. Right.
You got to go to a true historian to know history. And you're like, you know, so make that job special again. Like, let's get Neil deGrasse Switzerland on this phone. You know what I'm saying? Like
right now, the history books start with everything was fine. And then these wars started happening. Let's start it with everything was never fine. And people was fighting from the beginning.
Exactly.
This is why they were fighting. Mm-hmm. These niggas had slaves. These motherfuckers didn't care about nobody. And like, instead, everything started so peacefully, like it.
It didn't.
The history books.
No good movie starts peaceful. What good movie starts peacefully, bro?
You American history in the schools. I remember looking at this when I was teaching and like just like being appalled. It's like this the most beautiful picture of white people arriving at this flower bed of like most colors, and that's, you know, them landing at Pilgrim Rock, and it's like, what the fuck is this describing? Because this is not how America started. Them niggas were running away. And so they didn't get off with sunshine and clean clothes. And them niggas were
running away. All the freaks were written, dog. You know what I'm saying? Right.
Dirty. They were fucking each other and they were just broke.
The outcasts.
Hid for a long time in the why are we not explaining that part of the
action? You didn't send the sophisticated to do murderous treason is acts. Oh, you going to kill a bunch of Indians and build a new land. You didn't send the best of the best, dog. You did not. the people who, as you said, the people that we're praising, dog, we're savages, truly, dog. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you simply did not say the best of the best.
You did not, dog. No, to do that dirty of a job, bro. Yeah, there's no way. You would have failed, dog, if you did. Yeah, exactly.
But no, we're supposed to believe Pocahontas and that she was infatuated with a white man and they just had
gave her that you know, small wanky boy, turned her off.
That pink meat. That pink meat.
Exactly. That pink treat. That pink boy. Say, she couldn't, you know what I'm saying? She turned it all away. Like, man.
So
it wasn't no bloodshed on Pocahontas, dog. That shit was disappointing to me, dog. That's the worst fucking Disney movie ever.
Going forward, there should be a point in time in history we just So you're saying, and I'm only laughing because it sounds crazy, but it makes sense. But it just sounds
it's,
crazy.
It's before true, dog.
Before 1865, you don't need to know about. This is when you're gonna start learning. But
yeah, man.
Is that what you're saying? Yeah. Like,
if you really want to know it, then make that a thing. Yeah, be a historian, bro.
Yeah, and that's yep. I don't want to be a historian, so I don't
know. Exactly. So fuck it, bro.
I know the history of this nigga, and that's me.
That's the history that you need to know. That's the only history that's gonna get you paid.
He don't know his history, man. His ancestors was in Africa, aka Egypt. You know what I'm saying? Praising the black god to bring it back. He said,
Look, man. I wasn't praising these gods.
That's classic. That's funny.
I don't praise the guy that everybody
else.
I don't even think y'all were arguing the same. Like, y'all were on
different. No, we weren't.
You were on chapter 8. You were on chapter 14. Y'all are arguing about somebody didn't read chapters 1 through 4. And they're arguing about 1 through 4. It's just crazy.
That's how the debates go. Somebody, when we re-listen to it, we'll be able to be like, I see where he was going.
Right. And I'll be like, y'all made
argue points with two different points that I don't think we'll ever debate, but.
Exactly. But if there were, I don't think there would be a third person. That either be on my side or his side. You know what I'm saying? Like, even though we weren't even arguing the same thing, but usually that's how arguments go. You know what I'm saying? Because if you're arguing the same thing, typically logic should rule king, nigga. So,
I guess
the other person seem, you know what I'm saying, see what you see, and like,
it's not a lot of logic debate. We're debating guys, though. Like, that's, you know, that's
no, definitely not. That's, I was just saying in general, but when you come to that, bro, like,
our specific endless, argument, there was no chance, I think, at a winner. Why did they look like that? That's weird. Oh, I got a new perk. Ignore me. But I'm curious though. I may have to watch that movie just one day just to see what they're doing, what they was thinking. You know what?
I give you a couple more movies too, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, that movie that you sent me that time, that shit still like scares me, nigga.
Movie.
It was Edward's Game or George's Game or something like that.
Damn.
Oh no, yeah. Oh, on Netflix that I sent to you. The General Gerald's Game, yep.
Gerald's Game, yeah.
Now, that's some shit. Gerald's Game, God, that was some shit, wasn't it, bro?
Hey, I will never watch that again.
I love that movie, bro. That shit make you think, bro, on multiple levels, but
I told Laura she should watch it and then immediately said, don't watch it because it's
like. No, you gotta let her watch it, dog. I said, watch it together. That's what you messed up. You didn't wait, dog. You ain't waiting for it, dog.
She would never be able to go back to
sleep. No, actually, don't let her watch it because then she, like, no, you never can tie me up. So don't let her watch it, dog. You know what I'm saying? Like,
gotta keep that out.
Keep that away from her, dog. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't want her not liking that.
But no, that false spirit, that false spirit in her mind.
That movie is wild.
I love that movie, dog. Netflix be having some gems, man. You gotta comb through them, do like 15 minutes and get a... Oh, shit, is another one? Nope. Yeah, man, Joe's Game is dope as hell, man. That shit fucked me up.
I mean, it's a really good movie.
Yeah, and it's actually like, it's not like, it didn't really stretch anything. Nigga. All of that can happen to anybody, bro. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, easily, yeah. Bro. Absolutely. Like, yeah. That will happen to a lot of people, probably more than normal, yeah, you think, in America. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people probably go that way, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, see, that shit's crazy.
Did you see, I think it's Don't Kill Cats or something like that on Netflix?
Oh, Don't Fuck With Cats. I started it like late, man.
I ain't really finished it, but it's definitely something I have to get through. It's like Bree could watch it. Now she animals and you know how that goes. You know what I'm saying?
See,
like,
this is the thing about it. They don't show like the actual death. They may show the animal like getting prepared.
Oh, I'm sure, and that's probably why I didn't finish it, honestly. And that's the sick part of me. And I was like, oh, as soon as he's about to do it, it just cut off. I'm like, oh, so they're not even showing it?
But let me tell you, have you heard of? I'll say that off. I don't want anything. Now, I feel like Randy and question mark on that. I don't ever want to be.
That's what I'm saying. No, baby. Hey, baby, this is how you feel. Put your face on it. You know what I'm saying? Baby, lean in, Tekashi. This is what it's all about.
It's not how I feel. It's just something that shows you how you feel. But
what's that?
You know what?
Is it about the cats?
It's something that comes. You know what? We can end the recording.
I definitely want to know this now. All
right. I'm curious.
You got to do I'm Jukebox curious. After Dark now for our subscribers. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't pay to talk shit, dog. You got to pay to get the good shit.
This is the end of the episode 2. Thanks for listening. Hopefully you learned something or at least got a laugh or two.
Yep.
Bye-bye. We didn't talk about this. Right. Goodbye, world. Have a good day.
Let's finish up. We got to give our names and our social media.
Yeah. Where are we finding, like, everything and everybody? What are we following y'all on?
I'm fine, as always. Is That Chris Young, IG, Chris and That. You can find me everywhere. One half of Vivid Screams, baby. Spotify. iMusic.
That's the new shit.
iTunes. I'm on Tidal too. If you fuck with Tidal, if you all about the black businesses, I'm there as well. So come holler at me.
Yeah, ditto. Except my name is on Point, aka M Book. Again, find me on Point313 on Instagram, CrownMeKing313 on Snapchat.
And I am Ian. Find me everything. Gracious Jones, 23. I think some of my social media may not have a 23, but Gracia Jones, you don't know how to spell it, look up Detroit and then try your best to spell it.
Right.
Well, thank you again for the Jukebox Guys at podcast. We will see y'all next time. And y'all be safe.
Peace, world. Be safe.